confidence.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
Beautiful song by Ricky Bird, and of course, if you've been living under a rock, I'm going to tell you some good news. Some good news is that February 12th, 2011, at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach, Florida, we're going to be having an all-day rock and roll extravaganza, starting out with Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, and of course, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back, and then Ricky Bird will be playing, and of course, he'll be doing his old stuff. Like, I Love Rock and Roll, from Joan Jett and Black Arts. And, of course, Broken as a Place will be played. And he'll be backed up by the Road Dogs. And we're looking forward to tonight's show because we have with us Ralphie D. from the Road Dogs. Ralphie's in studio with us. We also are going to be speaking with Phil Milano. And Phil is a gentleman out of New York that has put together a new CD, and we're going to be talking about his CD tonight. It's going to be pretty good, actually. We have a lot of great stuff on in store for you here. We're going to be on the way with a whole lot more information. You know, if you're tuning in for the first time, my name is John Hollis. I'm the host of the show, Rockers in Recovery. Also, we are part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. If you listen to us on a daily basis, you can listen to us every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. You can also listen to us Saturdays from 3 to 6, Sunday nights from 9 to 11, and all through the week nights at 10 p.m. We're on the air 16 hours a week, and of course we bring you everything from great music to great approaches to recovery to the East Coast music scene to That Sci-Fi Show. And of course, in the studio every Sunday night, we have, of course, our buddy Chris West. Chris, What's going on with that sci-fi show lately? I understand you guys are going to be doing something live.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually in the final stages of planning for February 25th through the 26th. We got a NACROCon, which is going on in Atlanta, Georgia. It's held by the same guys that hold DragonCon. It's a steampunk event. It's alternate history. It's very cool. It's going to be they got 10, 15 bands that are going to play there. It's a three-day event. It's $30 for all 3 days. And for the first con I've ever been to in the 10, 15 years I've been doing conventions.
What is it? NecroCon?
A Necro.
Oh,
like anachronism? No, we will not be going to no NecroCon.
I thought maybe it was a NecroCon.
No, not till October.
Oh, okay.
We saved those ones for October.
Nice.
Now, this one is...
I heard of dying to meet you.
Oh, I know. No, but this one, for your $30 ticket, gets you 3 days of admission to everything that goes on. All the side events that normally you have to pay extra for included. Not only that, for the first time I've ever seen this, they're going to have a fully catered bar of just snack foods and stuff that all weekend long. So anybody for free can come up and grab something to eat. You don't have to worry about spending $20, $30 on a hot dog.
Wow. Well, listen, you know, folks, there's lots of stuff coming up 2011 here with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're looking forward to doing a whole lot of live broadcasts ourselves. With Rockers in Recovery, we have the first one starting out, of course, February 12th. And then we have some new ones that we have scheduled, about four more through the year. We also, of course, have the 12-Step Music Fest, the fourth annual coming up. We'll be broadcasting live from that. We're also looking forward to broadcast live from in October from the Supergroup. Up in Boston. We'll be back up in Boston this year. So we're looking forward to a whole lot of road trips and a whole lot of fun that's going to be taking place. Also, if you get a chance, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can check out the events and all of the information that is there. We want to thank all of our listeners on WNN 1470 AM. We also want to thank our listeners on all the streamers like Rockers in Recovery Facebook page. The fan page is growing by leaps and bounds, and we thank everybody for clicking and liking and pass us around. So other people can check us out. We're going to go out to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have Ralphie D from the Road Dogs with us.
Possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Veil Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Veil Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Veil Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, If the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Silver House at Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsilverhouse.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Hit it!
Welcome back. All right. Listen, it's Sunday night here at Rockers in Recovery. We've got Ralphie D with us, and Ralphie D was playing drums just on that. And, of course, Ralphie D is going to be backing up Ricky Bird and him and the Road Dogs, and we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to, of course, having a great day that day, Ralph.
It's going
to
be fun. It's going to be a great day, beautiful, sunny weather. I had God, me and him talked about it.
You had coffee?
It's going to be beautiful, yes.
That's beautiful.
Coffee, and we talked.
Okay, so you've already seen the set list. We won't, you know, we're not going to divulge the set list at this point.
Right.
But what do you think of the set list?
Oh, it's going to be smoking. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know just listening to the tunes, knowing that it's we got a lot of dynamics going on with it, and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we're looking forward to fun in the sun that day. But most importantly, Ralph, you guys are doing a lot of different things, man. You're all over the place. I mean, I've seen you were in Delray and a bunch of places this weekend, and it looks like you're going on the road a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, we did the private gig over at the fairgrounds, South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm, Thursday. And then February 4th, we're over at Johnny Brown's. That's a 9 p.m. gig. That's a fun place.
Did you figure that 2011 was kind of going to be a breakout year for Johnny B and the Road Dogs?
Well, you know, we talked about it with the band, and Johnny B, myself, and the rest of the boys, Drew Preston and Daniel on bass, we talked about trying to do some bigger venues, you know, and we love doing, like, the gigs up in Daytona, the Bike Fest and stuff like that. So that's something we're looking forward to.
You every year you do the Daytona thing, don't you?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun up there. Yeah.
Well, every time I've ever seen you, I remember the first time I ever seen you play was probably 13 years ago or 12 years ago, and it was at down at one of the clubhouses right off of State Road 84.
Okay.
And you were up on the stage.
Oh, yeah, little stage there.
Yeah.
That was probably, I don't know if that was with the Road Dogs or was that me with my band.
I think it was you with your band.
Yeah, we were Ralphie Dean, the Hound Dogs.
And the Hound Dogs. So how long have you been playing, though?
Wow, since I was 15. My sisters taught me how to play drums. They were drummers.
And really?
Yeah.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were good. Very good. My one sister had to stop because her arm got... if she kept playing the drums, she would lose her left arm, so she had to stop.
Oh.
So she started teaching for St. Ignatius Drum and Bugle Corps up on Long Island. A lot of fun stuff.
We're streaming back from, we're streaming to New York right now, actually.
Nice.
I'm sure that your family has all the information they're listening. You want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, I was Nancy, my love up there. She I gave a little information on how she could hear it. And she went, well, can you record it? Can you get a copy of the recording? I said, yeah, I'm sure we can.
Yeah, we'll get that for her.
She's an awesome lady.
So when you started to play, and I'm sure you were playing during active use, right?
Oh, yeah. I played the first blues fest that they had down here at Riverwalk.
Okay.
Very first one. It was with Jeff Prine.
Mm-hmm.
We were called Wheat back then. And that was a fun gig. It was the first annual blues festival that they had down in Fort Lauderdale. Over there by the jail.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, I would say.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah, let's see. I came down here in 81, so it must have been 82.
Yep.
So it was a while back. And then did all the Cheers things with Big Mama Blue and this old stuff. Long, long time. We used to play at the all the Art Stocks playpen. We called it the pig pen back then. And all the Crown Lounge liquor stores. Walter B. Walters was our agent. He would sit in the, I would sit in the back of his Excalibur back in the 80s, and he goes, I make more money than 10 senators ever will. Listen to me, kid, you'll go far. And he goes, oh, my God. And I was smoking pot in the back, you know, doing all kinds of funny stuff. And he told me, cut your hair, kid. I had hair down to my, past my shoulders, down to my elbows. And I weighed about 119 pounds. You know, I'm 160 now, and I'm a healthy-looking guy today, you know, versus I thought I looked good.
Well, I mean, we all thought we were like the spitting image of mental health and beauty when we walk in. You know?
Yes.
So when you finally decided that, you know, all your scorecards read zero, so to speak, where were you at that point musically?
I actually stopped playing music. I was playing at all the local bars here in Fort Lauderdale with Ralphie D and the Hound Dogs, and it was funny because the lead singer would always say, so, guess who Ralphie D is? And, you know, everybody thought it was the lead singer, and, of course, I'm the drummer, you know. So I was like, why do we have to call it that? I said, well, because it's my band. Mm-hmm. We play what I want to play. You know, we're doing everything from Allman Brothers to Albert King, Albert Collins, B.B. King, you know, Skinhead, Outlaws, you know, all the good stuff, you know. And it turns out I book all the work.
So why not?
You know, I got the PA, I set everything up, I prepare everything. So, you know, and it's a lot of work, as most people know.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a family that my brother was a drummer for years and years. And, you know, I actually went through that process of as a young kid, because he's 15, you know, 14 years older than me, when I watched that whole setup thing. And,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
The work that he put into it. And you know, it was his whole life, at, you know, when he was younger.
Yeah,
you know?
The set list, making a set list, knowing what works, what doesn't work, you know. And I'm just a drummer, and I'll say that. It's funny because, you know, the old, you know, musicians' jokes is something about, you're just a drummer. You're not a musician.
Yeah, when you pull that entity out and you're just standing there with, you know, maybe a couple of guitar players, maybe, you know, a piano player, and maybe a good bass player that might be able to hold everything together, I don't think it's going to be held together too.
Right,
well.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so... No, that was fun, and so we ended up, I remember Teaser's Lounge on Commercial Boulevard years ago. You know, we used to play it all the time, and I remember one night, I always sleep. I'll take like a 2 or 3 hour nap before I go play, so I'll set up at 2 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
all the equipment and everything, and then I'll go take a nap. Well, I woke up at midnight. We went on at 10,
mm-hmm.
and the band is like, they found some drummer in the audience that couldn't play for Shiola, and turns out I show up at midnight, and they thought I was wasted. You know, I was like, would you forget? He says, no, I actually, the alarm didn't go off. But I was drinking and drugging back then, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just blew it off. Didn't matter. I'm Ralphie D. Don't you know who I am? You know.
I know the behaviors catches up to all of us. And when you got clean and you started to clean up, I know the fears that everybody has always talked to me about is that I'm never going to be able to do this again.
Right.
Because, you know, something that was all part of my using.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do that, I might go use. If I do this, I might go use. So.
Right.
And did you find that it took you a little while to get back to the point where you said, you know, something, I'm comfortable with doing this? And did you have some people, you know, networking around you to get you to that point?
Well, yeah, the first 6 months of my sobriety, I ended up, after I came out of the rehab, 3 months later, I relapsed. And then in December, I pulled it back together again. And my first 6 months, I stopped listening to one of, you know, the other radio stations that played the Southern rock and roll, you know, and I started listening to Love 94,
nice.
you know, the mellow jazz stuff. And I found that it didn't trigger me when I heard Grand Funk Railroad playing I'm Your Captain, you know, and all of a sudden I gun it and I drive like a maniac down the street, like I'm chasing my choice, you know. So I started doing that, and that helped. And then I had the itch to play.
Okay.
You know, so we started playing in the garage out in North Lauderdale and put something together. And then we started playing again. And I was like, okay. And it felt good, and I stayed connected. I didn't hang around the rooms. I got in the middle of the rooms, which helped.
And I'm sure that you started to gravitate to other people that were musicians and they were kind of like in the scene.
Which was good and bad. I gravitated to one guy who was a phenomenal musician. He had a year of sobriety. Mm. And we started playing around. We were called Money Up Front, which was great. It was a great name. All blues. We had a black singer. He was phenomenal. Sammy. And still, I don't know where Sammy. Sammy, if you could hear me. Call me, 555-1212. No, just kidding. but this guy, he had a year of sobriety. He picked up a guitar. He was smoking guitar player. Big, tall dude. He looked good up on stage. And then all of a sudden, one night, we're playing at a bar, and all of a sudden, he's acting weird, and I don't catch it right away, you know. And the next thing I know, on break, I go over to some people, who drinks are these? You're the guitar player. He said, nothing. I didn't drink.
Oh,
he goes, yeah, there it is. He said, watch him. If anybody touches them, I'll kill him. I said, oh, that sounds like him. Okay. So I was like, okay. And that wasn't easy. I got banned from a couple of bars because it was his name and,
right.
And you know he wants money. And I'm like, whatever. This is a bar. I'm not playing the Calderon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went through the whole process of you know, getting together and bands not working out. And you were able to get through that in recovery and not pick up.
Yeah,
and come out the other end of this, you know. I believe that, you know, I've gone through some things recently that, you know, it isn't even so much, you know, the thought of using anymore. It's you know, the making sure that I don't commit homicide. You know what I mean?
Yeah, homicide or suicide.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, so the bottom line is for me is that I'm really graced by the fact, and I'm sure you've gone through it, where, you know, that you know, obsession to use and all of that has been removed. You know, maybe the thought comes in once in a while, but that obsession, that chronic, I got to smoke crack or drink, is gone.
As long as you don't pick up the first one.
Absolutely. The gorilla
because, you know,
comes back, baby.
Yeah, I walk around the rooms with a monkey on my back in December, a true monkey. I got it from up North Florida where they have the, some zoo or something, and they were selling these little monkeys, you know. So I have this monkey that I'll put on my back, and I walked into my home group, and they all cracked up laughing. I said, yeah, but I got to remember, I have a monkey on my back, but if I pick up a drink, it isn't a monkey, it's a gorilla.
It's a gorilla.
And it's so true. And you know what? My life has been so blessed. I have stuff going on that isn't so good, but, you know, my sobriety's solid. I have coffee with God every morning, and I listen for his answers. I ask him to help me through today, to help me help somebody else.
Mm.
And with that in mind, all the things that are going on between my father passing away, and that was his anniversary when he passed away, was Friday.
Mm.
You know, and I was up in Port St. Lucie when that happened, and it was called the Bay Shore Club. That for 3 months, I was going there every morning at 6:30 a.m. And I didn't get a chance to go back there. So on his anniversary, I got up at 4:30 in the morning Friday, and I drove up there. And I sat there, and I didn't know it was going to be so emotional. And I said, I just want to let you guys know when I got a chance to share that. You know, you guys saved my life, and I'm very grateful for that. I want to thank you guys for, you know, a year ago, you ended up helping me get through my dad's, you know, death. And they were, oh, now I remember you, you know. And I showed up an hour after my father died. He died at 5 o'clock in the morning. I got there at 6 o'clock, you know, and I just hung out. And I had to leave early, and I haven't seen him since. You know, and kind of hard to go up there. So, you know, yeah, you go through the stuff. You don't pick up. You trust God. You know, I didn't trust him in the beginning. You know, I said, all right, God, you're going to keep me sober? Fine. I got the girlfriend. I'll take care of the dog, and I'll take care of my job and my money thing. You know? And first year and a half, I was losing jobs left and right. I couldn't keep them. I go, how dare they fire me? I'm sober. That guy's smoking pot and drinking beers on his break, and you're firing me?
Mm.
You know? So, you know, that was, you know, people said, wow, just sit back and relax. God's got a bigger picture.
Absolutely.
In plan. And I was like, yeah, BS. You know, I'll show you guys. I'll sit back. You know, I'm gonna lose it all.
Mm.
You know, and in 2000, I ended up going to China for 3 weeks. Been to Alaska on a cruise with about 50 sober alcoholics.
Mm.
I don't recommend that unless you're very spiritually fit. Because 50 of any of us in one room isn't an easy thing. Never mind on a ship.
Yeah, can't get away from anybody.
Right.
Here's the, you know, we actually had the same anniversary month, which was December.
December. Mm-hmm.
And you were just, what was it, 14 years?
16.
16?
I'm working on my 17th.
Wow, congratulations.
It's weird because when I go to pick up medallions now,
mm-hmm.
I'm the last one now.
Yeah.
A lot of times. I'm like, does that mean I'm the old timer? I'm too young to be the old timer.
Actually, you know something? I remember Ralphie, you know, when I was bouncing.
Bouncing in and out. I remember that.
Bouncing, man.
Yeah, I remember you.
Rubber ball of South Florida. And
damn, you look like hell.
Ralphie would just, you know, shake his head and say, welcome back. You know, you going to stay this time or what's going on with you, you know?
Well, he sits outside the meeting. I go, you know, the recovery's on the inside in that door. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But, hey, listen, folks, here's the good news. The good news is if you're sitting right now and you're in one of the local establishments run by the county and you're on the rack because maybe you smoked a little too much crack, I can tell you that there is a way out. Ralphie can tell you that there's a way out. You don't have to live that way anymore. There are different things that you can do today to make a difference in your life and your family's life and be there and show up and suit up as Ralphie said. And, you know, and if you're in jail tonight and you need help and you want to make a phone call, I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call, and you can call Collect. Now, I'm going to tell you that if you're calling this number Collect for a three-way or commissary, it's not the phone call you want to make because you're not going to get it. But if you're truly looking for help, and we can get anything from a state-run facility to a facility that might be able to help you for, you know, inpatient, you know, through insurance, whatever it has. Most people, I can tell you that I didn't have no insurance when I came in and I had no funds. So I thank God for places like St. Luke's and the different places, IRT and the different places that are run by the county, because if it wasn't for those down and dirty and down and out kind of places, guys like us would die and ladies like, you know, Brooke that are sitting here. And
mm-hmm.
The good news is, folks, you can call 954-946-4313. And again, you can call that Collect. And if you're in the jails or maybe you know somebody that needs help, you can give them a phone number or call. And, of course, we're here to be able to help you carry that that message over the line to safety and hope, you know, get some dignity back in your life. Because it sucks to live on the streets with no dignity. We'll be back right after this message. We'll have more Ralphie Day, more information on the Road Dogs, and more information on this concert coming up. We'll be back right after this.
I'm forever 21 and 1 days old, man. That's how I am. My birthday is every freaking day. And I think we got a birthday thing tonight.
Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All for the Bail Bonds. Over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All for the Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All for the Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All for the Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
All right. Well, if you haven't been to Johnny Brown's before, welcome. If you have, welcome back.
All right, welcome back.
We are the Road Dogs.
I'm John Hollis. You're listening to Rockers in Recovery. We are here with Ralphie D, and we just, like, found something. We discovered that they have changed all the dates on the horoscopes.
And only after 2009.
And Brooke. Brooke, somewhere in her past, we're just going to put this microphone over here. Brooke, somewhere in her past, had a tattoo put on her back that says what?
69. The cancer sign.
It says 69?
Yeah, but it's the cancer sign.
Okay, the cancer sign. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
And not cancer anymore, thanks to the changing of the...
Now what?
Well, no, no. She's still a cancer. It only changes if you were born after
2009. Oh. My daughter didn't tell
okay.
me that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So if you're after 2009, then you're...
So she doesn't have to put a line through it.
Now. No, no. She's still a cancer.
Yes, you are definitely still a cancer.
Because that would have been some major tattoo work to change to a Gemini here, I'm looking.
Well, you actually, you would have been.
Do that? Just
you would
no.
Well, it depends on
once
who's
a cancer, always a cancer.
Thank you.
It depends on who's looking at it. Yeah. I mean, if you found a guy that you really wanted to be with and he was hoping you were a Gemini, would you go get a change?
No.
No?
No.
No?
I am what I am.
I am what I am.
I'm Popeye's
Delaware. So, here, hey, listen. You know, when you think about, you know, the horoscopes and you think about, we got Jill Bain on Sundays, I think, here at 3 o'clock. She does all of the, you know, the readings, and she's the love psychic. And actually, Jill's going to be stopping by over at the concert and is going to be doing some readings that day, too. So, hang out and meet Jill. Jill's a trip, man. She's off the chain. If you get a chance, listen to her show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WNN. She's funny as hell. But here's the good news on the horoscope tip. How are you looking? Why don't you tell us what it says? Are you looking for any, like, love in your future?
Are you going to do this to me?
Well, it would have been easy. Yes, I have love. It's gone.
Exactly. That's my...
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, that was Kathy. But go ahead.
That's a good answer. I guess I like surprises.
You
see what happens.
Let's see what pops up.
Yeah.
But I'm pumped.
When you look, it doesn't happen.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. So you just gotta play it cool.
Let me see here.
I think my sponsor always says, don't make it happen, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Because, again, taking our will back, forcing things, and then how does that ever work out?
Oh, great for about 12 days.
Until somebody leaves the toilet seat up.
Yeah.
Family ties are strong this week, although an old and still unresolved problem might create some unpleasant moments.
Ooh.
If so, look to straighten the situation out once and for all. What's his name? We won't even go there. We'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
I gotta admit though, you know, when you met Brooke for the first time, you know, several months ago, and Brooke was on the air, one of the things that we like made jokes about was her shoes. And then I found out today that she has over 100 pairs of shoes, and she can tell you if one pair of those shoes are missing. That's some scary stuff, buddy. Now, I said, you know, we were kind of joking, and I said, you know, if a good man that really finds Brooke is going to have to build like a 2,000-square-foot closet out back of the house to be able to just house her shoes. Do you see that, I mean, in your future? Yeah.
That would be nice.
And somebody just
I don't like the out back part. Maybe that's where he can build his own little space thing, but mine's got to be in the
bedroom. Gotta be closer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to walk out.
Well, maybe you can have your own little walk through.
There we go.
And that way,
moving
sidewalk. You find a man that's going to do that for you. What else do you need in a man?
Amen.
Spiritually fit.
Yeah.
In your opinion.
Of course. Yes.
He's spiritually fit. He built me a shed.
When
I'm
happy,
my shoes.
Everybody's happy.
There you go.
Oh, my God. That's
heard
that. Sums it up, man.
I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Listen, you know something? I got time. Let me just grab this real quick.
Mommy's happy.
There's a gentleman. His name is Phil Milano, and it's my time. It's his CD. We're going to be – actually, it's a very cool CD. It is really 60s, mid-60s sound CD, and Phil is a bomb, man. He's a really
what part
cool
of New
guy.
York is he
at? He's up in the Millbrook Dover area, and old-time – oldtimerecordfactory.com. You want to check that out. Phil's going to be on with us here in a little bit, but one of the things that you're going to hear, like, there's this song. It is the bomb, I got to tell you. The Diva. Matter of fact, can you play The Diva right now?
What track number?
It's track number 5. And, I mean, you're going to love it. You're going to love this because, you know, I'm sitting here with my diva here, and we'll be back right after this song.
She's a diva. She'll try to please you. She'll love and leave you. Yes, she's a diva. Yes, she's a diva. The diva of love. And if you ask her, what is she after?
What is she after?
She'll only tell you.
What is she after?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, she's the diva. The diva of love. She'll take you downtown, brother. Just beware. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. Bring your love, she's in demand. If you've lost your ball, yeah, she's a teaser.
She's a teaser.
A crowd pleaser.
A crowd pleaser.
You go online just to meet her.
Just to meet her.
Yeah, she's a diva. The diva. She'll take you downtown, brother. Just beware. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. She'll shame your love. She's in command. You've lost your ball. Yeah, she's a cheater.
She's a cheater.
A mean mistreater.
A mean mistreater.
A man-eater.
A man-eater.
A fire breather.
A fire breather.
Yes, yeah, she's the diva. The diva of love. You've lost your ball. Yeah, she's a cheater.
She's a cheater.
A crowd pleaser.
A crowd pleaser.
A fire breather.
A fire breather.
Yeah, she's a diva.
She's a diva.
Yeah, she's a diva.
The diva of
love. All right, we're back. Or should I say, we're back. And she just left with my balls. great song, man.
Great cut.
I'm telling you, I got it. I got all of the CDs he sent me down for them on Friday. I got them, and I played this through, man. And every song, one after the other, is just a classic cut on a CD. So, and this one, of course, was my favorite. It brought me back to all of my ex-wives. All in one, like, lump sum.
Mm.
I said, absolutely. This is perfect. Perfect. So we're going to have Phil on in a little bit. It's part of the East Coast music scene, part of Sunday night, and we're going to be talking with him in regards to, of course, this new CD, where you can find it, how he came up with it, and all of that. We are still here, of course, with my buddy Ralphie Day. Ralphie D is going to be backing up. He is the Road Dogs. Him and his four partners are the Road Dogs, of Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and they're going to be backing up Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Black Arts, formerly of Joan Jett and the Black Arts. And Ricky is going to be down here. He's going to be down on, February the 12th, 2011, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., right here on 311 Briney Avenue over at the Seaside Inn. And we're going to be hanging out, and of course it's going to be Johnny B and the Road Dogs. It's going to also be a great band called Keep Coming Back, Thrown Alive, and Rhetoric will all be there. And we're looking forward to a great day of fun in the sun. and the Road Dogs are backing up Ricky. How's that, I mean, how did that feel like? Because I know it must be kind of like exciting just to be able to kind of hang out and play that day, just the excitement of getting out and playing in an outside venue.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I believe we're scheduled to go on at 3 p.m. with Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and we just got a great bunch of tunes, you know, a set of Allman Brothers, a set of Skinner, a whole bunch of Stevie Ray Vaughan stuff, and Drew Preston, he just wails on the guitar.
Nice.
He's just an awesome guitar player, and I got to tell you, it's a pleasure working with him, and being able to back up Ricky Bird for the headliner, you know, working the tunes and listening to the tunes and getting them down and putting some good spin to them and good feeling to them, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Ricky, I listened to his stuff, and I've listened to him all my life, you know, with Joan Jett and the boys, you know, and great tasty leads, you know. So it's a pleasure and an honor to be working with Ricky Bird.
You know, it was about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago that I met him for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And just a really down-to-earth cool guy. And, you know, and he makes no bones about it. He'll talk about his recovery and all of that. But one of the things that he makes no bones about it is, like, that's what came first for him. It still comes first.
Mm-hmm.
And you all come in front of me, and by the grace of God, I have this opportunity to be able to carry this message to new musicians that are just getting sober, you know, or I should say old musicians newly getting sober and playing your music for the first time. Absolutely. And you're not a diva either.
Well,
thank God.
Thank God for that.
Absolutely.
It's tough.
But yeah, Ricky.
Is it a tough job?
Yeah.
Shoes to fill.
Well, Ricky Bird, you know, just talking with him over the phone and emailing him and stuff, you know, it's funny, we're just talking music, and we're forgetting that we're even, you know, sober, but we're all talking the sober talk, you know, and it's just so nice. After a while, you end up winding up with musicians that are sober, and there's no worries about, well, this guy's too stoned to remember what we just talked about. You know, we know what we're doing, and we're right on it, and we're focused. You know, and you get a better product out of it.
Yeah, the end result is always going to be better.
Yeah, phenomenal.
So and I'm glad you brought that part of it up, because if you think about it, when you think about the musicians, somebody just said to me recently, I forget who it was, but they said to me that, well, how many people, you know, is there a lot of sober people that are musicians, rockers in recovery? And first of all, rockers in recovery really came about because I'm a rocker. You know, I love, you know, going out there and listening to music and rocking, and I'm in recovery, and that's how it kind of like came about. But most importantly, when I started to deal with sober bands, what I came to find out was that, wow, no kidding, there's a lot of guys that you would have never imagined that finally got cleaned up and will, sure. You know, will tell you first off that they almost killed themselves while they were going through a process.
Sure, I mean, so the major bands in the 60s and the 70s, if they're still around, they're either half dead, you know, or they're in recovery. I mean,
They're Keith Richards.
Which we don't know if he is still alive or dead, but he's still walking.
Yeah, he's walking around anyway.
You know, but I mean, I was just listening to the band Zant Brothers, which is the brothers of the Lynyrd Skynyrd band from Jacksonville, and it's a country album. And there's a lot of recovery songs on there, and it's just amazing. You know, I'm singing, he has his guitar underneath his bed, and he's afraid to pull it out because he's afraid to fly, you know, and he's talking about, just so many acronyms of recovery stuff. You know, there's one song on that album that's just phenomenal. It talks about crawling on the floor and dying, and just God sprinkles something over me. You know, because I can't do this anymore, you know, and it's so recovery. It's and the songs and the musicians that are on there and the power that they pull out of these songs is just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, and you hear it with guys like Richie Supa.
Mm-hmm.
Richie, I'll tell you, when you listen to a Richie Supa song, it's an amazing thing. It will actually twist your heart. I remember when he came in with Last House on the Block, and he came in and he actually did the actual release of that on our show, which I was grateful that he would pick us to do that. But let me tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in this house, man. Everybody that was in the booth, he came in at 2 o'clock, he did it on a 2 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that was in the booth was crying. Everybody that was in, I was trying to hold it back. It was just an amazing thing. And that feeling, you're absolutely right. They can really get that feeling and put it out there.
Exactly. You know, it's nice to hear awesome musicians giving back that way, you know, and it's nice. I mean, you know, I mean, the classic one is Stevie Ray.
Absolutely.
You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's a legend. He almost asked Eric Clapton to take that tragedy ride on the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
There was an extra seat for him.
Yes.
Chose not to. And if that isn't a God thing, I don't know what is, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's we got to keep it alive. We got to keep it going. And with Ricky Bird and all these guys plugging forward, you know, it's wonderful to be part of that.
You know, I'm going to go out with, of course, and then we'll come back at the top of the hour. We're going to go out here in a couple of minutes. We're just going to sum up some things. But when we go out, we're going to go out with, of course, Broken as a Place, which was the only other song that did what Last House on the Block did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge thing when that was produced and released also here. And I was, you know, in awe of that, you know. And then you start, you know, talking with different people. Like, you know, I had interviewed Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I have some information I'm going to talk about with him later. But, you know, you start talking with these guys, and you start to find out that even with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and all of that, they're wrapping their music around and they're wrapping their head around the clean atmosphere of their lives today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't happening with the Red Hot Chili Peppers
right.
20 years ago.
Sure. Yeah.
That wasn't happening. But today,
yeah.
That's what they're gearing their lives to. They're wrapping around all of that stuff. So I really, you know, I'm grateful that I have had the opportunity that God has put people like yourself, Ralphie, in my life. And that, you know, it's come full circle. To a point where you know, we get to go out and do things together today that are really positive, cool things. This is a free event, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that if you're new and you really don't know how to have fun in recovery, mm-hmm. that's what this event is for you to come and find out about having fun in recovery. That was my whole premise to this rock concert, was to show people that are new in recovery that we are not a glum lot. You can have fun, and you know something? Enjoy it.
Without alcohol, drugs,
that's
and gambling,
correct.
Part of your life. It's and you remember it.
You get to remember the set list.
Yeah, and remember what to play next.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, and a lot of people, I don't know if you know where the Briny Avenue is, but it is east of A1A, off of Atlantic Boulevard. You know, everybody might know that famous bar.
Yeah, the
Briny Pub.
Yeah, well,
you know, if you're Irish,
directions.
You know, and if you're not Irish and you just drink a lot, you know it.
Yeah, that's how I used to get my directions. You go down past the Briny Pub, then you make a left at Harry's place,
yeah.
And then you're going to have.
Then you had Frank's Pizza there, which
Frank's,
is still there. Yeah,
Frank's is great, man.
Great pizza.
They got great pizza.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's right over A1A. You make a right at the Briny Pub.
Yeah, going south. Down. It's actually south.
Yeah, going south, right.
Yep.
And it's on the right-hand side, and it's. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bring your bathing suits. And
yeah, they got a pool there.
Got a pool.
Pool's going to be open.
And I think there's a big lake right on the other side.
Yeah, it's
called the ocean.
The Atlantic. It's a big lake.
Yeah.
There's got a little bit of waves in it. But you
not
know.
Many.
Yeah.
You know, I would bring people that come down from Long Island, and I'd bring them to the ocean. The next day they go, can we not go to the bay today? Can we go to the ocean?
Go, that was the ocean.
Because there's no waves. We don't have waves unless a hurricane comes.
You got to remember the Bahamas are, you know, blocking us.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, good excuse.
Yeah. The Bahamas, it's all the Bahamas fault.
Yeah, okay. Yay. No problem, man.
No problem, man. All right, guys. Well, listen, we're going to go out. We're going to go out with, of course, Broken as a Place. Then we're going to do the last set of commercials for our sponsors because they make this all possible. If it wasn't for our sponsors, we would not be sitting here for the last 3 years. I want to thank my sponsors for tonight's show, for everything that they do. People like Christy from the First Steps Sober House and the rest of the folks, like Rick Riccardi from the Seaside Inn that sponsor different radio shows here, and, of course, Clapton's Crossroads Center of Antigua, and all the rest of the folks that sponsor our shows and make this possible. So we're going to go out right now with Ricky Bird. We'll be back at the top of the hour. And, of course, we're going to have our buddy Phil in on the air with us, and Phil Milano. And he's going to be we're going to be putting out his new CD. It's My Turn. We'll be back right after these messages.
Like drinking myself slowly down the drain.
couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. The mistakes I made read like an open book.
Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
All
Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose ones with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadhogs, Rhetoric, Run Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
International playboys, always on the run. International playboys, always having fun. International playboys, always chase the sun. International playboys, on the run. International playboy, always smoking the grass. International playboy, always chase the best ass. International playboy, never run again. International playboy, all around. Mona Lisa, Dutch tulips for flower, hanging at the Eiffel Tower, tripping through Colorado. I'm looking for the Dalai Lama, international playboy, on the run. Sitting in China, flies the new hang glider, only plays on the clay court, and drinks only the best port. Never miss a party. It's on all of the hotties, international playboys, on the run. You look there, they have cats, they always land on a floor. But when you see me walking down the street, you better lock up all your doors. International playboys, always flashing a smile. International playboys, cruise the miracle mile. Look, can't know it. International playboys, on the run. You look at them, I catch. They always land on all fours. But when you see them walking down the
Milena. It's My Time is the CD, and, of course, International Playboys is the song that you just heard. And, of course, everybody was, like really digging this in the studio. And I got to tell you that even Kevin from Philly was in there dancing. If you didn't dance to that, there's something wrong with you. I mean, I was shaking and moving. I was doing my Stevie Wonder imitation in here on the counter.
I think something was wrong when you and I were doing it in sync.
Yeah, absolutely. It was beautiful. Beautiful song. So,
an awesome song.
We're going to have Phil on here in a minute. We're going to go to a call we have with my boy Tony. And, of course, Tony, you with me?
Yeah, I am, John. How are you?
Good to hear from you, Tony. You're a stand-on with us from time to time, and you come on and you talk to us about blues events that are coming up. And I got to tell you, tonight, Tony, I know you guys are, with the blues.com. Is that correct?
It's Blues Source.
BluesSource.com. And this guy, Phil Milena, you got to listen to this. If you get a chance to listen to the rest of the show, this CD is off the chain, man. So you guys might want to take a little listen, maybe put it up on your site. Good
no
stuff.
Problem.
Good stuff. So in the meantime, what's happening with you? We haven't talked to you in a long time.
Well, it's cold up here in the Northeast. It's supposed to be like 2 degrees tomorrow, but, we'll get through it. And a little snow on the ground. And, I'm looking forward to trying to get down there next month for your event. I'm looking at flights and trying to make some plans.
Nice.
We got not too much really happening up here in the Northeast until next month. Well, the end of this month, we got something in town. We got Edgar Winter and Mitch Ryder next Friday.
Nice.
At the Sherman Theater here in town, which is pretty cool. That should bring it back, huh?
Yeah. Actually, something that's funny? We've seen Rick Derringer in October, so actually brings it back because him and Rick did a lot of work together.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Rick Derringer, I don't know, what did I say, Mitch Ryder? What the hell?
No, actually, you said Edgar Winter.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not with Mitch Ryder. It's gotta be with Rick Derringer.
Rick Derringer, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So that's what
a brain fart. Wow, that's drugs and the alcohol,
Hey, listen. You know something? Every once in a while, I'm standing there and I just can't remember anything. Like, I don't know which direction to go in. I'm just
I identify with that.
Can you identify with that? I say to myself, I'm really not 45. I'll be 45 in May, I say to myself, I'm not 45. I'm like really 22. I'm 22 in my own mind. Now, can you relate to that?
Yeah, I think I'm a little younger than that even. Tell me.
So,
they tell me. I don't know what to believe some days.
We got Ricky Bird's playing in Manhattan, too. He's going to be playing there. He's doing an event there. And I can get more information on that. Actually, you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and on...
I'd love to get those dates. I'd certainly be up for taking a little road trip into the city to check them out. That would be great.
Yeah, it's going to be, from what I understand, it's an all-star cast. DeVito from the drummer from Billy Joel is going to be with him, and Jeff Casey from Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a pretty good show. But I'll find out all the information. We'll bring that on. I'll drag it on the air with me next week, so that way you guys can all get together and hang out and get some good pictures of the event. I'm sure it's going to be good.
All right. Well, listen, I did want to tell you about an event that's coming up in Memphis. That is the International Blues Challenge. And that, I believe, is the first weekend in February. It's towards the end of that week. It might even be the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, or maybe it even starts on the 3rd. But that is one of the biggest of two events. They do, between the Blues Awards and that event, those are the two biggest of the year. But the International Blues Challenge is wonderful, where it's a showcase of up-and-coming blues artists trying to get a spot. If you win the whole entire, it's a contest actually. If you win, you're actually signed and you do maybe a blues tour for the, call it a blues tour. They're going to put you on the circuit at a bunch of the major festivals for the remainder of 2011, and you're going to get some pretty sweet offers and get your name out there. But man, you can see so much going on in the period of those 3 or 4 days that, you get your fill. And there definitely is quite a huge amount of talent. If you want to go see some up and coming, not well known blues musicians, but guys trying to make it, you know.
You know, it's, we've had some of the beginning stages of that with Mike Zito on and different guys that we've had on, Dudley Taft and those guys.
All those guys have been, I mean, they'll all be there, trust me. All the guys from Delta Groove, they're there every year for that,
mm-hmm.
Just to see what's going on. And then I'm sure Mike Zito can attest, as a young guy, I'm sure he's participated in that at some point in time through the years. And, you know, these guys got to beat feet on the road and get their name out there and, drive around in the van for a few years at least.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because that's what he was talking about. The last time I had, the pleasure of interviewing him, he was talking about how they have him all over the place right now. They had him through the Bible Belt, and they had him out in Colorado, and they were ending in the northwest, and so I mean they Delta Groove is all over the place. You're absolutely right.
They got it, and the individual artist, I mean, you'll hear from anybody, and I saw a great show the other night, which was Joe Bonamassa, interviewed for about an hour on this 101 network, and then mm-hmm. he said just what he had to say was really where it was at, that, you know, he remembers when he was 20, you know, playing a club to three people, but the bottom line is you got to play to those three people, because those three people will tell three people who will tell three other people,
mm-hmm.
and even if you got a gig in, the middle of Wisconsin in the middle of the winter, then, if you're an artist, you're just there, and you got to do what you got to do.
Bonamassa was at our little event we had up there when we were singing Clapping.
Yeah.
That's where me and Tony stumbled upon each other at the Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival this past June 26th. And it was a great time had by all, but me and Tony ended up hanging out and found out we had a lot in common.
Yeah. Well, you know what, John? I just got the DVD for Christmas. My daughter got it for me. So it was really neat to kind of go back and watch that. And really, you know what? We were at the 50 or 60-yard line. I don't think we saw it all, man.
No, absolutely not. You know, it was amazing. That platform that they had us on, well, I couldn't believe that there was, 50 photographers actually stuck on that whole thing.
If you haven't seen the DVD, there are a few brief moments where they fade into that platform, and I'm still looking for me and you.
Ah, nice.
I think we're hanging out down behind just talking.
Yeah. Well, I came back, I had 570 shots, and out of the 570, 302 of them were good.
Yeah.
I won't say good, 302
yeah.
passed. Maybe three were good.
Yeah, you know, that's hey, we had a great time, though. Yeah.
Oh, it was a blast. It was a blast had by all, man. It really was.
In the moment, man.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, I am definitely, just so everybody understands that and not only is he a great photographer, and does he go out there and he spends his off time traveling around the different blues events, but my buddy Tony's a drummer also. And he's a good one, too. And when he comes down here, we're going to try to get him into a couple of songs on at least one of the bands we can get you hooked up with and see if we can get you playing.
Plug. Get me in there. I'd be itching to play. And, I wouldn't let anybody down. I don't brag about my skills, but I'm qualified. That's all I'll say.
And so's our diva here. Have you ever met our diva? We have our resident diva now. She comes in her shoes. It's great, man. It's great. Brooke, say hello to Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
And Brooke,
I look forward to meeting you next month.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You'll see her. She'll have either of the big flowered shoes on. That, okay. They have plastic flowers on them and everything.
So tell me about this hotel, John. Are there going to be people running around is this the old Who stories with Keith Moon smashing TVs, or what's going to be going on?
No, it's a sober hotel. Actually, it's the only hotel in South Florida that they actually peer under the doors the opposite way, just to make sure that nobody's smoking crack.
They peek in the window.
Cool.
No peeking out, peeking in.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in a hotel in South Florida, but when you pull into the parking lot, at least 15 windows start to crack right away. You see the shades pull, and then all you see is you see 15 eyeballs peering out the window at you. Welcome to South Florida.
Okay,
especially on the beach.
Especially on the beach. Well, you got to remember, Johnny. Listen, when they gave you an opportunity and they said, hey, listen, John, you know, we can send you to Florida, and, you know, there's treatment down there. I said, wow, what a concept. I'm going to go to Florida? Huh. That's where they bring the boats in. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to Florida.
Definitely. Get it fresh.
I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait. Yeah, I don't have to wait for it to get stepped on 15 times to get to New York.
Imagine what it was like in Chicago.
Oh, my God. So nothing out, huh, Tom? See, this is why I have her in here, Johnny, because, you know, she just feeds the – she flames the fires.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Keep laughing. That's good stuff.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, I want to thank you, as always, for calling in and being a part of our show. And
well, thanks for calling me. And, hey, I hope you have a great week. And we're going to be talking and making plans. And I look forward to that weekend next month. It's on the books, and I'm looking for flights starting tonight.
BlueSource.com.
BlueSource.com. I don't know what's happening on there. It's been kind of slow lately, but there always will be some CD reviews, or you can just go back and look at some slideshows for wherever, the last 8 years, and you'll be bound to find something nice.
Well, maybe we can get Phil Milano on there. I think it would be a good thing.
Okay.
All right. And we'll talk more about that.
All right, John.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Peace. We'll see you guys later.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
As we're going out, and I promise you, this time when we come back, we're going to have Phil on. And Tony called in, and Tony's a great guy, and, of course, with Blue Source, they're one of our brothers in arms, and we want to make sure that they get on the air. We'll be back right after this message.
Plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's Weekend Concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Byrne. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Yes, she's a diva. She'll try to please you. She'll love and leave you. Yes, she's a diva. Yes, she's a diva. The diva of love. And if you ask her, what is she after?
What is she after?
She'll only tell you.
What is she after?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, she's a diva. The diva of love. She'll take you downtown, brother. Just beware. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. She'll send you love. She's in command. You've lost your ball. Yeah, she's a teaser.
She's a teaser.
A crowd pleaser.
A crowd pleaser.
You go online. Just to meet her.
Just to meet her.
Yeah, she's a diva.
The diva of love.
She'll take you downtown, brother. Just beware. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. She'll train your love. She's in command. You've lost your ball. Yeah, she's a cheater.
She's a cheater.
A mean mistreater.
A mean mistreater.
A man eater.
A man eater.
A fire breather.
A fire breather.
Yes, she's the diva.
The diva of love.
It's my time of the CD. You can check this CD out by going to Phil's website, and it is oldfactoryrecords.com. This was produced, this whole CD was produced in Millbrook, New York, but we're going to talk to Phil about that right now. Phil, are you with us?
I'm right here.
What's happening? How you doing tonight?
Reading from Winter Wonderland, Dover Plains, New York.
Dover Plains. But it's
we got plenty of snow up here.
You got a snow blower?
Well, yeah, it's called the shovel. I don't know if, you know, some of your listeners that are in warmer waters down there can relate to this, but it's no picnic.
I'm sure. There's
it
no
looks good for about 3 days, and that's it.
It's no picnic in the winter.
No.
Well, it's a pretty nice area, though, during the summer. I mean, you got some really, you know, nice foliage during of course, the fall, and you have really nice weather during the summertime. Of course, it is only a month long.
There is no more beautiful place than the Hudson Valley.
I know. It's beautiful. You know, and some of the best trout fishing, and most people don't realize that, but some of the best trout fishing in the country is up there.
You know, it's just, and the fact of the proximity to the city, it's just hard to believe because you're in the, you've got the Litchfield Hills,
mm-hmm.
you've got the Southern Berkshires, you've got the Catskills in a stone's throw,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you can be in Vermont in about 2 hours.
And you can be in the city within an hour and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yet, you know, we still have some cows floating around.
Yeah.
They're in the dark at night, but they're still here.
I remember when I was a kid, Phil. You know, I grew up out there in Poquag. And, you know, we used to go out into the cow fields at night and we would tip cows. Now, I would never tell anybody that, but of course I just told 47,000 people, right? Cow tipping.
Unbelievable.
Cow tipping in Poquag. Nice.
Well, why don't you tell them what cow tipping is for the ones that, for the 48,000 listener out there that doesn't know?
You know, it is when a cow is asleep, it sleeps standing up. And, of course, when you take four or five or six 11, 12, and 13-year-old kids and you hit the side of that cow, it falls over with a very large roar. Now, one of the things that you have to make sure of is you pick the cow, not the bull. Because if you can make it to the fence, in 3 seconds, the bull can do it in two.
They are quick.
Yes, they are. So, Phil, let's talk about your new CD because it's – let me tell you, I got it on Friday. I've listened to the whole thing four times since I got it, and everybody has said the same thing. You know, the cuts that we're playing so far, everybody loves it. And this was your first one. This is like your breakout. And you're an older gentleman. It isn't like, you know – you know, you're not like, you know, any of us. We're all older, and you know, we're not 20 and 25 anymore. What made you do this undertaking now? Is it something that you just really dreamed of doing, and you wanted to move forward into it?
Well, you know, for years I've been sitting on the edge of the bed playing the guitar by myself. You know,
mm-hmm.
but every now and then, when afforded the opportunity, I always used to like jamming with musicians, and. I've got a lot of friends that are musicians in the area, and they're all pretty gifted characters, I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, I recorded three of the tracks on the album in 2004, winter of 04. And they sat on the shelves for a long time, and it was shortly after selling a restaurant business I had for years. I found myself hanging out at my friend's studio in Millbrook, New York, called Millbrook Sound Studios. And the friend's name is Paul Orofino. And they refer to him as the chairman of the board, mixing board.
Okay.
And the guy knows all genres of recording. You know, he's done everything from jazz to, you know, Beavis Butthead rock and roll, too. Guilty. But we've all got to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy knows his stuff, and I called a couple of friends in. And sometime in 07, recorded a few more songs, and then within the last year, finished everything and sat with Paul and mixed and mastered the CD. There were two bass players on the album, Alfred Sire and Albert Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And on drums and percussion was Norman Beltufo. And I wrote all the songs. Some of them have been sitting on the closet shelf better part of 28 years.
Wow. Wow.
These were some of the songs that I've been playing for 28 years on the edge of the bed until I went in the studio and laid down the tracks.
Did you find that when you started to approach this that, you know, it was the mid-60s sound is just refreshing to me. It's really refreshing to hear it and to hear somebody bring it back with their own lyrics and to build something out of that sound because you don't hear it that often. So was that something that you said in your mind, I really want to go in this direction because it's not done a lot anymore?
You know, I didn't take any direction except for the one that just felt natural to me. And it was all a question, too, of the gear that was being used and, you know, the nature of the beast, the songs themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So in any event, I was afforded the privilege of being exposed to a lot of good, you know, instruments and amplifiers and stuff at the studio. And microphone, everything from A to Z was, you know, top shelf.
Yes.
Including, you know, the guys that I played with. And I think it comes through in the song. I mean, I heard something right away. And, you know, I don't know if it was a fluke. I mean, this was the first time I ever did this. But I got to tell you, it was a whole lot of fun spanking those guitars in the recording studio where you've got all of these vintage tube amplifiers, microphones, and the place is lit up, you know, like the Rockefeller Center at night.
Did you get the excitement of it going back every day? And whenever you were going back to record, you must have been, like, really pumped up and excited to get back there and to do more.
Oh, you know, the way I approach doing the recording would be the same way I would approach making a movie, you know, except it's done with more audio than visual.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to, you know, go from one, you know, one part of a song to another. But in general, the tone of the album is very 60s, yes. And I guess that's also, you know, in due part because of the type of music that actually influenced me.
And
it's, you know, I'm still glued to that era for some reason. I never really got in with heavy metal. That wasn't for me. I found myself appreciating many other types of music that I wouldn't have thought I would have when I was younger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I just assume listening to Dean Martin, you know, than some other stuff that would be more contemporary.
International.
Although you could never get tired of the King, you know, Elvis or Chuck Berry or any of those guys.
And I'm sure you were, like, into the Beatles and all of that. And you,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Stones, Keith Richards, you know, everybody had a sound. It wasn't, I mean, and then you had guys like Alvin Lee that were just all over the place and, you know, could rock out too.
Mm-hmm. When you started to put this together, if you had to pick a song off of this, International Playboy sounds like it's the one that you've picked. Is that correct?
You know, it's hard for me. There's one tune on the album that's called Vietnam Blues. That's a really dark song, and it's about a guy that comes back from Nam, but it could be anybody coming out of the last few wars we've had that's lost his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, is when he comes home disabled like that, his wife, you know, takes off. She can't deal with it. And the guy's left with nothing. He can't work. He's out of bread. You know, it's just a statement of, you know, some of the darker sides of life that we're dealing with today. And always, a man always has, anyway.
What we're going to do real quick, Phil, is we're going to play that. We're going to play, of course, Vietnam Blues, and we are going to come back. We're going to talk about that. Phil Milano, It's My Time is the CD. You can go to oldfactoryrecords.com. You can order that, and you can check out all of the rest of the CD. You can take a listen to some of the tunes. We'll be back right after the song and our message from our sponsors.
Rub my wound, tie my shoe. I'm all messed up. I've got them Vietnam blues. I can't drive a car. I ain't got no bread. I'm all messed up. Wish I were dead. Lost my arm. Lost my wife. And all for what? We gave up the fight. Time stands still, and so do I. Face the black.
Time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadblocks, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All Board of Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Board of Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Board of Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Board of Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
International playboys, always on the run.
All right, welcome back. Phil, great song. And, you know, what inspired you? I think it was, you know, partly everything that was going on in the world today as far as wars and things of that nature. But you also went through that whole Vietnam experience back in the 60s, too, correct?
Well, I wasn't there for the battle, so to speak. But, you know, it was still very fresh on everybody's tongue at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the fact that this album certainly fell into that 60s genre, I might as well take credit for it, because I think everybody misses the 60s.
Mm. You're
and, you know,
right.
These young people that haven't ever experienced it, here's a chance for them to get a little bit of it now in a record, you know?
You know, I was at somebody's 50th birthday party yesterday, and the theme was 60s. So everybody was walking around with peace signs and, you know, and the whole nine yards. And, you know, the tie
dye. Oh, you mean they were doing the flower power thing?
Yeah, it was a theme. The theme of the party was 60s. And, you know, and it's not a new thing. I mean, everybody's doing that. That's the themes now for the people that are 50, 55, 60, 65. They're all doing that theme now of the 60s and the flower power and hanging out and playing the 60s music. And, You know what I mean? And that was the whole theme yesterday. So, I mean, as far as the CD is concerned, in my opinion, it's very timely for what's going on right now, especially with the baby boomers and what we're moving into. That's why I'm saying it's refreshing. This is a beautiful, beautiful CD put together in a high, you know, this isn't like garbage just coming out the gate of somebody's, you know, garage. This is like real primo produced high-quality CD, and you did a great job on it.
Well, I can't take all the credit, but I think everybody on the whole record that, you know, everybody was great. Great to work with. It was a lot of fun to make a record. It's art.
Wouldn't you?
We all have our own, you know, fingerprint, and it's all a little different, but everybody's got a little talent somewhere.
Why don't you tell us the band again, and so that way we know who the artists were that played
with. Two tracks on bass is Alfred Sire, and one is the title track of the album, It's My Time, and the other one is a cut I think you might want to play next. It's very country. It's my the one song on the album that actually leans as a country song, and it's got that kind of hee-haw TV show country bop to it.
And what's the name of that? What's the name of that song?
The name of that is Jody Marie.
Jody Marie. Actually, a good song.
Jody Marie.
And that.
And the CD, by the way, the website is oldfactoryrecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
So people can actually go on there. There's a CD baby purchase thing. The CDs are going for $10 a hit. And, you know, anybody can download a tune or at least get a sound bite if they want to order an album. But it's a fun record. It's a real fun record.
Phil, I wanna thank you for being with us tonight. For anybody that's hanging out and listening to the show tonight, we are going to, in the third hour, normally we're on from 9 to midnight, in the third hour we're actually going to play the whole CD, and we're going to do that through from 11 to 12, so you can check out the whole CD. And
unbelievable. You guys are the best.
Phil, we love you, bro. And, you know, keep on keeping on. And we'll look forward to having you come out with your second one, your follow-up.
Well, I hope you get inundated with phone calls from listeners calling in to tell you that they like the album and they want you to play it again.
So, you know something? I got a feeling
That would make everybody happy, me, you, and all the people out there listening to the music, because they enjoy it.
So,
you got to enjoy life.
Phil Milano from upstate New York, Dover, in the snow.
Thanks.
In the snow, baby. In the snow. It's My Time. It's his CD. And you can check it out from 11 to 12. And, of course, you can go to Old Factory Records, correct?
Correct.
And that's oldfactoryrecords.com. Phil, thanks for being on the show tonight, man.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Good night.
Good night. We're out, folks, to a commercial break, and what we're going to do is, of course, we're going to play number 4 off of the track Jody Marie, and we're going to find out what he was talking about. Hee-haw is what he said. We'll be back right after this message.
Hello, this is Jody.
So hello, Miss Jody. Please don't hang your telephone up on me. Hello, Miss Jody Marie. It took me years to get you. So hello, Miss Jody. Please don't hang your telephone up on me. I was sailing 17, and I would swim the rapid deep, and I would count the stars above just to hear you call me love. Hello, Miss Jody Marie. It took me years to get here to see.
hello, hello, Mr. G. Please don't hang your telephone above me. And I would climb the highest peak. And I would chop the fattest tree. And I would count a million leaves. Just to win your love for me. I can't deny the way I feel. The skies are bright when you are here. One kiss from me will make you feel that our love was meant to be. And when I think of you, I smile. We could set the world on fire. Come closer now, come close to me. Come closer now, come close to me.
Oh, what a day. Over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866 ALLBAIL.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadhogs, Rhetoric, Rhoda Lott, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns, presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Back in the day, this was the Beatles' favorite song.
It was,
wasn't it? Yeah.
women to make a mark in the rock and roll industry.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to move up on that mic a little bit? I know it scares you. The way you just, you know, handle that mic is just amazing to me, and I'm really glad that you're here with us.
This is a family program.
Absolutely. You actually brought your son in it.
Yeah, he did.
And then he left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know something? Let me tell you, folks. This is how it all worked out. I get a phone call this morning. It says, John, I know I haven't been on the show in a little while, but you know something? All this has been coming up, and this has been coming up, and I promise you, I swear, I will be there. It's no doubt I'm coming tonight. I said, okay, great. I can't wait to see you, and we'll have you on the air. We always have a good time with Brooke. So I, you know, of course, I worked out all my glory details for the show around Brooke being on here, so that way we can have some fun. And I get this text at about, she doesn't even call. She texts us.
Doesn't even call.
Just a text. You know, just like a slap in the face text, you know.
You're not good enough for real words.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. That's good stuff. So here I am. I get this text. Let me read it to you. Hold on a second. Let's go to the text. Hold on. Just everybody hold your horses. Here it is. No, that's not the one. Oh, yeah, it is. There it is. I will. No. No, that was the next one. Okay. No, that's not it. Okay. Well, it happened again. I have a meeting at 9 at one of the houses. Sorry. Not even, sorry I can't make it, just sorry. Not even a phone call, just a text. So, you know, I am a dope fiend from way back when. I texted her and I said, wow, that's a shame, because Eric Clapton's coming on with us at 10 o'clock. And she said, in a text, you're kidding me, right? And I said, nope, 10 o'clock, he'll be in the studio. Next thing you know, Brooke showed up. All of those things that were so important were dropped by the wayside because Eric Clapton was going to be in the studio.
Well, yeah.
The real part was when she got here.
Oh, what?
She's like, is Eric Clapton here? I'm like, instantly knowing John, I'm like, I cannot divulge any information at this time, whether Mr. Clapton is here or not.
I should have known.
He's in the back. She's got on her shoes. She's got on her pump me shoes. Everything. She's print. She's ready for EC, baby.
I was so tempted to walk into the back and be like, Mr. Clapton, we have somebody who wants to meet you. And call her back there.
You know, the funny thing is, I mean, I know it's music and stuff, but you walked in with two gentlemen that I've never seen before, and I'm thinking,
yeah, is one of them Eric Clapton?
Wow,
I didn't realize that Ralphie D was Eric Clapton. Man, expected him a little bit bigger. I thought he was like 6 foot.
Yeah, I guess that's that camera adds a few pounds thing. I don't know.
Yeah, 100.
And a couple of feet. Changes your hair.
That's for Tom Cruise, so why wouldn't it be for anybody else?
This is true. Hey, listen, they made that karate guy, what was his name, Chuck Norris, they made him look like he was 8 feet tall for years.
Oh, yeah, he's tiny.
then you found out he was standing on a crate the whole time. Two of them, two milk crates stacked on each other.
I said, I have that coming.
Yes. So I mean, that was my ploy for the night. It worked.
Yeah.
And I said, watch this. And then she kept texting me. Oh, yeah, man, wait, I'm on my – I felt – the one thing I did feel bad about was she brought her son with her to meet him.
He's mad.
I said, I said, let me explain to you why I did that to your mother. So in the future, man, tell me. I'll get her here. Don't excite me by telling me she's here.
That's one of his biggest idols.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Well, it's funny because he actually was on American Idol, right?
Yeah, he tried out. He got all the way to sing in front of J-Lo and Steven Tyler and Randy. Mm. It was a great experience for him. And they told him he was very talented. He actually got to sing two songs for him because when they were like, that's the first one, he's like, well, let me sing another one. And they let him sing another one. And they gave him some, you know, tips and stuff, and they just said he wasn't what they were looking for this season. So... But he's very talented. It doesn't stop him, so he'll do something. So he was thinking, he goes, Mom, do you know what this could be for my music career? You just crushed that little boy again.
W.C. Fields. Remember W.C. Fields? What do they used to say, Kevin?
You tell me.
A man that hates kids and dogs can't be all bad. Well, listen, if you're checking out the show tonight, we're coming to the end of the live portion of this. And, of course, we're going into our third hour. And tonight, Phil Milano was on with us as a guest. His CD, It's My Time, we had been playing it off and on through the night. You're going to be able to listen to all 13 tracks in the next hour. You can go to Old Factory Records, oldfactoryrecords.com, and you can purchase the CD. It's $10. When was the last time you were able to buy a new release CD for $10 with all of the great music that's on here? Phil put his heart and his soul into it, along with all of the people that produced it, as he said. And we want to thank Phil for being on. We want to thank Ralphie D from, of course, the Road Dogs, from Johnny B and the Road Dogs for being on. We want to thank, of course, our diva, our special friend, Brooke, that came up here to see our Clapton that wasn't here tonight.
You got the next best thing, John. You.
So you coming next Sunday?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You heard it, folks.
Yeah, sure. Hey, listen,
Rachel will be here next.
We're throwing him a survive.
I'm going to catch on eventually, and I'm going to know you're lying. Eventually.
Surprise intervention for Keith Richards. I love it. Listen, folks, thanks for being here. And we look forward to, of course, having you tune in tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, for a rebroadcast of the first hour of this show. And then Tuesday we're doing the second hour, so and so on and so forth. So 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And don't forget about the concert, February 12, 2011, 1 to 8 p.m., 311 Briney Avenue, right there in Pompano Beach. Ricky Bird is the headliner, and this is Ricky Bird we're going out with right now. Broken is a place. Thanks for listening.
I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God?
Thank you.
bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win.
WMA, Pompano Beach. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird, presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
Playboys,
always on the run. International playboy, always having fun. International playboy, always chase the sun. International playboy, on the run. International playboy, always smoking the grass. International playboy, always chase the best ass. International playboy, never run out of gas. International playboy, all around. Touch to the sweet flower, hanging at the Eiffel Tower, tripping through all the fire. I'm looking for the Dalai Lama, international playboy, on the run. Sitting in China, flies a new hang glider. And drink only the best port. Never miss a party. It's on all of the highest. International playboy, on the run. You look there, they like cats. They always land on all fours. But when you see me walking down the street, lock up all your doors. International playboy, always flashing a smile. International playboy, cruise the miracle mile. Look, can't always see you. You never know where they hide. International playboy, on the run. You know they live out cats. They always land on all fours. But when you see them walking down the street, they lock up on the door.
And you're thrifty and place is Sandy, Sandy. Sandy, Sandy, what makes you so different? And I know I should be with you, and you're the only girl for me. Like a king,
and rich like a king,
I'd give up all these things just to spend one night with Sandy.
A night with Sandy.
Sandy, Sandy, what makes you so different? And I know I should be with you, and you're the only girl for me. You're the only girl for me. You're the only girl for me. You're the only girl for me.
Have it for free.
Hello, this is Jody.
Hello, hello, Mr. Marie. It took me years to get you to see. So hello, hello, Miss Jody. Please don't hang your telephone up on me. Hello, hello, Miss Jody Marie. It took me years to get you to see. So hello, hello, Miss Jody. Please don't hang your telephone up on me. I was down to 7 feet, and I would swim the rapid deep, and I would count the stars above, just to hear you call me love. Hello, hello, Miss Jody Marie. It took me years to get here to see. So hello, hello, Miss Jody. Please don't hang your telephone above me. And I would climb the highest peak, and I would chop the fattest tree, and I would count a million leaves, just to win your love for me. The way I feel, the skies are bright when you are near. One kiss from me will make you see that our love was meant to be. And when I think of you, I smile. We could set the world on fire. Come closer now, come closer to me. Hello, hello, Miss Jody Marie. It took me years to get you to see. Hello, hello, Miss Jody. Please don't hang your telephone up on me. Please don't hang your telephone up on me.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Rosehawks, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns,
presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Yes, she's a diva. She'll try to please you. She'll love and leave you. Yes, she's a diva. Yes, she's the diva. The diva of love. And if you ask her,
if you ask her,
what is she after?
What is she after?
She'll only tell you.
What is she after?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, she's the diva. The diva of love. She'll take you downtown, brother. Just beware. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. She'll show you love. She's in command. If you've lost your ball, yeah, she's a teaser.
A
crowd pleaser.
A crowd pleaser.
You go online. Just to meet her.
Just to meet her.
Yes, yeah, she's a diva. The
diva of love.
She'll take you downtown, brother. Just be rare. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. She'll train your love. She's in command. You've lost your ball. Yes, yeah, she's a cheater.
She's a cheater.
A mean mistreater.
A mean mistreater.
A man eater.
A man eater.
A fire breather.
A fire breather.
Yes, yeah, she's the diva.
The diva of love.
You've lost your ball. Yes, yeah, she's a cheater.
She's a cheater.
a crowd pleaser,
a crowd pleaser,
a fire breather,
a fire breather.
Yes, yeah, she's a diva,
she's a diva.
Yes, yeah, she's a diva.
The diva of love.
Yes, yeah, she's a diva, the barracuda of love.
Seatbelts on.
Look at me, I'm cruising at 98. When she left, it was like slamming on the brakes. I went from fourth straight to first. I lost a lot of love shifting that hearse. Her car is red, but my heart is blue. My love for her drives me through the roof. I just want someone to talk to. I just want to talk with you. She sits cold and alone, dark and lonely. She's far from home. She'll call me up on the telephone. Come on, baby, cruise on home. Now let's shift gears. The gate went hot, and so was I. I pulled the rope for another try. And tears were flowing from her eyes. Somehow I knew this was our last ride. There must be a way to be happy. I got to find somebody new. And I know the way to be happy is with a girl just like you. Is with a girl just like you. It's my time, and it's my turn. It's my time. I hope you burn. You played a trick. You played a game. Now it's my time, and it's my turn. Took a trip far away. I thought about you both night and day. Yes, I know I'm not to blame. It's my time and it's my turn. You really thought you were cool, but what you were was cruel. And you broke your own rules.
now we part. Go your way, not me. It's you that's changed. Yes, I know I'm not too great, 'cause it's my time and it's my turn. You really thought you were cool, but what you were was cool, and you broke your rules. Down the line, you call my name, you reach out, but I won't play. Yes, I know I'm not to blame. It's my time and it's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn. My heart, and you stuck it. You stuck it with a pin. Why did you have to go and rub salt in? When we first met, you asked me, please let me in. I did without hesitation. Deborah Lynn. And now I know I must leave you. I'm feeling sick and blue. It's not because I don't love you. It's just because I do. She's a cold, cold girl with a heart of stone. Been around the world till she has no home. She'll pick you up just to let you go. She's a cold, cold girl with a heart of stone. Been around the world till she has no home. Her mom and dad, they just let her go. You always lied and deceived me. You were never true. I closed my eyes and pretended that I never knew. When we first met, you asked me, please let me in. I did without hesitation. Deborah Lynn. And now I know I must leave you. I'm feeling sick and blue. It's not because I don't love you. It's just because I do. She's a cold, cold girl with a heart of stone. Been around the world till she has no home. She'll pick you up just to let you go. She's a cold, cold girl with a heart of stone. Been around the world till she has no home. Her mom and dad, they just let her go. I must believe you. I'm feeling sick and blue. It's not because I don't love you. It's just because I do. She's a cold, cold girl with a heart of stone. Been around the world since she has no home. She'll pick you up just to let you go. Cold, cold girl with a heart of stone. Been around the world till she has no home. Her mom and dad, they just let her go.
took my heart and you stuck it. You stuck it with a pin. Why did you have to go in? Rub salt in.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Thank you.
I'm all messed up. I've got them Vietnam blues. I can't drive a car. I ain't got no bread. I'm all messed up. Wish I were dead. Lost my arm, lost my wife, and all for what? We gave up the fight. Time stands still, and so do I. Fade to black, the world gone dry. I'm all messed up. I've got the Vietnam blues.
That woman wrong.
Things I still remember, they just seem like only yesterday. Walking through the park, holding your hand, spinning the stones and running the sand.
To celebrate your love for life, Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogg, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
for your baby. You asked me if I want you to be my only lady. You asked me if I ever want to be married, but you never asked me what it takes to make me happy. You asked me not to fall in love, but now you need me. And had I taken your advice, it would be easy. To leave you now would be so hard. I just keep leaving, so unlike any other girl, my heart is bleeding. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. I love you so. The time has come for us to make a great decision. The lines are drawn, all pros and cons must be considered. Though some may feel you're much too young, and I too aged, the chains that bind me to your side cannot be broken. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. I love you so. I never want to see us get mad or ugly. Our friendship always paramount, nothing above it. So with a heavy heart in hand, I must oblige you and take my butt on down the line, because I love you. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. I love you so.
Time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Lott, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. WWNN, Pompano Beach. Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
This is Steve Kane with the Sanctuary Medical Minute. I'm sitting talking here with Josie. Your sex life, you have said, was not the best. How did the series of treatments affect your sex life?
Dramatically. I had less excuses of I have a headache or I'm tired because all those symptoms were gone. My libido was back. Less vaginal dryness, so I was looking forward to the intimacy with my husband.
For women who may be a little shy, was Dr. Matez easy to talk to?
Very easy to talk to, better than even talking to my gynecologist. I sat there, he was talking to me, not just writing in a chart, explaining everything, and I was just able to open up and tell him everything I was feeling, and he was giving me all the facts about how he could help me.
And believe you me, it makes a difference. Call Sanctuary Medical, 561-886-0974, or go to the web at smackboca, smacboca.com, and tell them that Josie sent you.
Did you know that according to FBI crime statistics, there's a burglary every 14 seconds in this country? Did you know that your home is 20 times more likely to be burglarized without a monitored alarm system? This is Sasha from Smith & Wesson Security. If your home is not protected, let Smith & Wesson Security protect you. Smith & Wesson has been protecting homeowners since 1852. Let us come to your home and show you how, if you're qualified, we can install a state-of-the-art Smith & Wesson security system valued at $1,200 in your home at practically no cost whatsoever. Simply give us a call and set up an appointment for your free security analysis. Our number, 954-380-7283. That's 954-380-7283. Be safe. Call Smith & Wesson today.
For over 30 years, Dr. Joseph Gorfein has been tending to the dental health and dental needs of South Floridians. He is the Kane Family Dentist. One of the things we love about Dr. Gorfein, he's easy to talk to, he makes you comfortable, and of course, the best part, he offers the guaranteed lowest price, listen to me, the guaranteed lowest price on every dental service. An exam, a full exam with x-rays and a cleaning, just $50. Porcelain veneers, a set of six veneers elsewhere, selling for as high as $10,000. Dr. Gorfein's price, $2,195. Bring in a lower price on any dental service advertised in the papers, and Dr. Gorfein will meet it or beat it guaranteed. For an appointment, call 954-742-0201. That's 954-742-0201. Tell him Steve Kane sent you.
Hi, Lowell Richard here, senior agent at Odd-Cobb Medical Coverages. Every day, I get calls from people for whatever reason have either lost their employer-based insurance or can just no longer afford their present coverage. I just want you to know that if you find yourself in this difficult situation, there are affordable alternatives available. Just call me, Lowell Richard, at 954-345-1212. That's 954-345-1212. And mention that you heard this on The Steve Kane Show.
The Steve Kane Show comes to you live from the Adams World Radio Studios, home of AdCob Medical Coverages. For all your health insurance needs, call 954-345-1212.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
On AM 1470, WNA, it's The Steve Kane Show, brought to you by AdCob Apple. To join the discussion, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now, Steve King.
All right. Good morning, good morning. 5 minutes after the hour. It's Friday. I'm Brian Craig. Good morning to all of you here. You're listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show. Steve Kane, of course, here today our Friday morning edition, and we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. You know, I just got a call off the air, and I've not had to, right before the show. A listener called me up. Now, I haven't had time to look into this, but the caller brought up something really interesting to me. Think about this. You know, Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman who was shot in the head by this lunatic, she used to be a Republican. Ryan, have you heard this? She used to be a Republican. And I did some Google searching in the last few minutes, and usually when you Google something on someone that's high profile, you find the information within 3 seconds. And I didn't have a lot of time because I had to come on the air. I'll do some more looking, but I couldn't find any information about when she switched. I know she used to be a Republican because over the weekend when I was watching the television coverage, they mentioned this. When did she become a Democrat, and what were the issues? Because when I hear her on most of the issues, not all, but most of the issues, she has a conservative viewpoint on immigration, on gun control. I'm a little curious about that. Another thing, her conservative positions that we've heard about, I'm talking about Gabby Giffords here, doesn't necessarily line up to health care. Now, listen to this. Now, again, a caller suggested this to me about 10 minutes ago off the air, one of our overnight listeners, and I'll throw this out to you. She voted for health care, and there were a lot of Democrats that voted for Obamacare that initially were not going to vote for it but were bribed by Obama. Remember all of this? Oh, we'll give you $500 million. We'll give you some money so you can give to people. There was a lot of bribing going on for votes. Remember all of this business? Do you remember all this, Steve? A lot of bribing. Now, I haven't researched this. I will. There's one, maybe two, but I think there's only one more shuttle flight. Barack Obama has shut down NASA so that the Russians can win the space race, and we have to hitch rides with the Russians to get to the space station. Do you think it's a bit of a coincidence, or maybe it's not, that the husband of a Democrat congresswoman is set to command the very last American manned mission into space? What am I saying here? I'm saying it's possible, very possible, knowing these jokers that are running the government today, that the shuttle commander position was given to him in exchange for her support of Obamacare. That's what I'm saying. What do you think? I mean, it's the last shuttle flight.
I think I'm not plugged in.
Your headphones on.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I think that.
It's possible.
It's very possible,
yes.
Knowing this administration. However, I think it's also impossible to prove. So all you can do is speculate on it.
Unless
somebody on the inside that knows the story decides they want to go public with it, but that's unlikely.
NASA. The mission of NASA now is Muslim outreach. I don't know why.
I understand.
I don't know why NASA and
you didn't tell them that part. Explain what that means.
We'll get to all of this stuff. And again, this is something I didn't think of. This I want to get. I don't steal people's ideas and pass them off as my own. I let a lot of people that are intellectually, deprived do that. But I want to give credit again to a caller who called me off the air 10, 15 minutes ago and said, Rahm Emanuel and Obama, they bribe people for votes. What we need to find out is when was he named shuttle commander? Obviously, he's been an astronaut, but this is supposed to be. Now, they may come up with some more, but this is this shuttle flight that's upcoming is supposed to be the last shuttle flight. American manned missions into outer space, we don't even know when there'll be a next one because they haven't even built a replacement space vehicle for the shuttle. So he very well will be, for the years to come, the last American commander.
It will obviously be after Obama is no longer president.
what, when we have a new space vehicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll take more than 2 years to design, build, and approve it, you know.
Well, that's not it. I mean, he's not going to approve any expenditures along those lines.
No, he doesn't want us colonizing outer space. He's anti-colonialist, remember. But, I think there's a strong possibility. And you know what? They named yesterday the backup commander. They always have backup crews, right? They named the backup commander, which is another veteran of the shuttle program and a former mission commander. I'm curious to see if Giffords' husband, is his last name Giffords too? Was she one of these feminists that kept the name? I don't know. I have no idea. I'd like to know when he was named commander for the last American manned mission into space on the.
It would be interesting. That's a date that somebody
I'm going to try to find this out. You know, we may have some callers out there that can do it for us. Yeah, that's what we need
Greg,
to know.
Greg, get on that.
Because Greg and I got into an argument.
He's the researcher. He does the secondary research for the show. He'd be great.
Oh, give me a break. All right, okay. You know, Steve and I know. You know that Greg gets on my nerves sometimes, so you're trying to,
you just are insecure that Greg is after your job, which I don't know where that comes from.
That's not it.
Yeah, you feel threatened by him.
I'll get into that in a minute, but we need to find out when Gabby Giffords' husband was named to be the shuttle commander. Was it any time during the healthcare debate, or was this done years ago? These missions are on the books years in advance. I would suspect it came either during the healthcare debate or shortly after it, and it's very possible it was a bribe to get her support for Obamacare or something else that Obama was pushing.
Can I ask you a question to test your memory? And this, by the way, this question goes not just to Brian, but it goes to anybody else out there. You know, I am the only one who has drawn in my mind, maybe it's my imagination, parallels between this tragedy and the last tragedy, which is the Fort Hood tragedy, okay? How many days are we since this thing has happened?
Six. It happened last
6 days. All right. I don't know. This is not a rhetorical question. I don't know the answer. I'd really like to. 6 days after the Fort Hood shooting, were there pages after pages after pages of articles on everybody and anybody involved? For example, listen to this. This is page 5A of today's USA Today. These are all big headline articles. Investigators look over bag suspect may have carried. President's call for civility seen as striking right tone. Study, 20% of Americans have acted heroically. Shooting suspects, parents are victims, according to relatives. Here we go. Now I turned the page. I didn't even know this. Look at this. On the next page, these are two full pages of articles. Tears flow as 9-year-old girl is memorialized. Here's a big one. Shooting survivors face dark moments. Here's another article. Doctors say Giffords moving of her legs a major leap towards her. I don't remember any kind of. Now, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's inappropriate. I'm just saying, when I cast my mind back to the Fort Hood shooting, it seems like there was no information available. There were no big articles written. Now, there were a couple, I mean, that linked him to the mosque with Al-Awlaki or whatever it is. It wasn't that there was no coverage, but the coverage was nothing like it.
Not even, if you look back at any of these other shoots, even Columbine, similar.
And then, Columbine got pretty well covered.
Talking about the victims in the hospital, this daily thing. I don't know about it.
Well, I've never seen anything like this. My question is, my first question is this my imagination? My second question is, if it's not my imagination, what does this mean? What does this mean? I have an answer in my mind.
We'll get into this a little bit later today, but the presidential reelection campaign of Barack Obama began in Tucson at that memorial rally that they had, and they're going to, you know, remember when Martin Luther King was shot? Jesse Jackson was nearby. He wasn't there when the shooting happened, but he ran up on the balcony after the body had been removed, and he took his shirt and he soaked Martin Luther King's blood. This is Jesse Jackson. He soaked his shirt in Martin Luther King's blood And then he got on a plane with that shirt to New York, and the next day was on the Today Show. This is how Jesse Jackson became famous and a national figure of importance. He wore the bloody shirt and did a series of national television interviews throughout the week.
Without changing his shirt.
Yeah, he was.
Or laundering it. So you can imagine, if you were on the show with him, he was probably pretty ripe by the end of a week.
And he used the assassination of Martin Luther King as a way to further himself politically, financially, and celebrity-wise, Jesse Jackson. And there's a lot of that going on with this Gabby Gifford shooting. And that, you know, I was a little ticked yesterday afternoon. I go home. You know, I don't watch... I watch a lot of TV, but I don't watch it live. I record everything on the DVR, and any of you watch Modern Family, it's the funniest sitcom since Seinfeld. I go to watch Modern Family. Obama preempted Modern Family. I'm like, oh, my Lord, which is a great show. You know. Then I go to watch another one of the shows I have on DVR that came on later. Oh, Obama's still talking. He had his, the memorial service was not a memorial service. It was the beginning of Barack Obama's reelection campaign 2012, and it was not a coincidence that it was during primetime television. And I got to tell you, Obama, it really ticks me off when all of my DVR recorded shows are you and not the programming I was planning on watching. But we'll get into that and a whole bunch more. We need to find out when Gabby Gifford's husband was named to command the final American manned mission into outer space. I want to find that out, and there's a whole bunch more to talk about on the show today. We'll take our break, the first break of this Friday. 877-ASK-ADAM is our number. We'll be right back after this.
Call Steve King, toll free at 1-877-275-2326.
Well, 1983, as you know, the year I bought my first Toyota. Here it is 25 years later. And what do you think Lori got for Christmas this Christmas? A beautiful Sienna van celebrating my 25th anniversary of driving Toyotas. Al Hendrickson Toyota, let me tell you something. It is a consumer's market right now. Deals you will not believe. In fact, on my Sienna van, I got it with no interest financing. That's right, 0% interest. That saves you a bundle. Also, huge discounts as well. Today is the day to go into Al Hendrickson Toyota and take advantage of these fabulous bargains. As you know, Al Hendrickson Toyota, you want to talk to the boss. He's my friend. You should get to Al Jr., Al Sr., tell him Steve Kane sent you. They're going to give you an incredible deal. In fact, they will beat any other car dealer's offer on any Toyota. That's Al Hendrickson Toyota on Sample Road in Coconut Creek. Be sure to ask for the boss and tell him that Steve Kane sent you.
Visit the Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
This is Steve Kane, and I'm speaking with attorney Sasha Katz from the foreclosure team of Sasha Katz and Kevin Hagen. Sasha, for those people in debt, one of the major dangers they may not even be aware of is having either their paycheck or their bank account or both garnished. Can you help them with that?
Yes, I can. I'm thinking of Alex, a single father spending most of his income on his son. He's actually exempt from garnishment and was not aware of it. In other cases, I can recognize who is likely to garnish, and we can deal with those creditors before it even gets to that point.
But that's a very, very important thing, because people sometimes get garnished and they don't even see it coming.
The law does not require notice prior to the garnishment, so it will hit you.
Well, there you have it. Call attorney Sasha Katz at 954-340-5310. That's 954-340-5310. Or go to skatzlaw.com.
Listen to the Steve Kane Show 7 nights a week, midnight till 6 a.m. on AM 1470 and AM 740. To talk to Steve now, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now more Steve Kane.
Well, we have a meeting after the show, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about. Very exciting new sponsor joining us on the Steve Kane Show. That'll be starting on Monday. And after we finish that meeting, about an hour, I head over to Midway Medical and I get Oh, that twice weekly therapeutic massage that I have grown so accustomed to, Midway Medical, where they get the pain out. Yes, Dr. Geyer is a first-rate chiropractor. And chiropractic, the art of chiropractic, is an important part of the treatments in Midway Medical, but they have so much to go in addition to that and to supplement that. Among those things, that incredible massage therapy. They also have a therapy called the Neurostabilizer, which is great for improving circulation if you suffer from shingles. Also, neuropathy, in dealing with the pain and difficulty of neuropathy. Whatever pain, whatever's causing your pain, stenosis, migraine, carpal tunnel, sciatica, or just the old-fashioned pain in the back, in my case, just my muscles have become so tightened through atrophy. I mean, you don't exercise. I'm not proud of that. But I got to tell you, this chiropractic care goes a long way to remedy that fault. So they accept Medicare. They accept most insurance. The consultation is always free. Give them a call. Dr. Ira Geyer, Midway Medical, located in Midway Plaza, just north of Commercial, on the west side of University Drive. You can call Dr. Geyer at 954-720-1040. Pain management painlessly. Be sure to tell him that Steve Kane sent you.
All right, 21 minutes after. Okay, now I have been looking online to find out when Gabby Gifford's husband was named shuttle commander for this flight next month. And if you're just tuning in, again, I don't know. I'm trying to find this out. But this president bribes people to get votes. We know this. It very high-profile stuff, and he does it in front of the public. Gabby Giffords was not a well-known member. I never heard of her before the shooting. Okay, in fact, when I heard her name on TV on Saturday, I went online to find out if she was a Republican or a Democrat. It was actually the first thing I looked for, and that's when I first heard of her. So if this would have happened, we may not have known about it because she's not high profile. What I'm speculating on was her husband named shuttle commander in exchange for her vote in Obamacare. And I've not been able to find online when he was named shuttle commander. I'm going through press releases at NASA. I'm going through news stories. There's 20-some-odd pages about him, so far as news stories go, on Google News, nothing when he was named. This is an interesting, you know, sometimes people in the audience come up with some pretty sharp things. And whoever you are, caller, that brought that possibility to my attention, you are an intellectual thinker, and you understand how Barack Hussein Obama operates. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schilt, the funeral of a little girl, you know, obviously feel very bad for them, but I think the mother's behavior is a bit odd. I was watching the news over the weekend, and the mother of the 9-year-old girl that was murdered was on Fox, and then she was on MSNBC, and I saw her at the funeral yesterday in front of the cameras. I don't know if she's in shock, but the mother of the little girl's behavior is a little odd, and she seems to, in some kind of way, enjoy the attention she's getting on television. It's a little weird.
Give me an example. I mean, I would have.
Yeah, I'm watching. Watching her Sunday on Fox News being interviewed. She's not crying. She's not upset. She's very calm.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
And then I flip the channel. She's on MSNBC 5 minutes later. Very weird. Very odd behavior.
Well, I wish you could be specific, because they're not crying in and of itself doesn't mean anything. There are people that are not able to display emotion.
Well, if my 9-year-old little girl had been murdered, I would have found a way not to spend an hour and a half in front of the TV camera yesterday. I would have set it up in a way where I wasn't in front of the camera, and I would not have been doing television interviews immediately after the shooting either. That's just me, I don't know. It just seems a little weird. But someone who's getting a lot of publicity is Debbie Wasserman Schilt. Debbie Wasserman Schilt, she gave a press conference yesterday. I saw her with Nancy Pelosi on Hardball last night. And Chris Matthews kept calling Nancy Pelosi Madam Speaker. She may be a madam, and you know what a madam is, someone that's in charge of whores. That may be possible, but she's no longer the speaker, Chris Matthews. I'm sorry to tell you. She's the minority leader. and he had Debbie Wasserman Schultz on, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz did something I've never seen her do before. You know what that is? She smiled, and she was giggly, and she looked happy, and she was talking about her visit to Gabby Giffords. You know the Giffords and the Wasserman Schultzes? They summer together in New Hampshire. They summer together in New Hampshire. That's right. That's what all the common people do. They summer. You know what I do during the summer? I do the same thing I do during the winter and the spring and the fall. I work. I don't summer anywhere, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Giffords, they summer together in New Hampshire. Oh, yes. They summer together. Oh, yes. That's what all the common folk do. They go in summer places, right? These people on the left do not even hear themselves when they speak. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz visited her close friend, Gabby Giffords, with the President of the United States. Not George Bush, the guy that may not actually be eligible to be president, Barack Obama. Barack Obama flew out there for his political rally disguised as a memorial. Oh, I have the Indian, by the way. We'll play that coming up. Yeah. We'll play this.
You got to play that.
We'll play that in a bit.
That tells you everything you need to know about the people that ran this rally.
Oh, yeah, they're free.
And it was a rally, by the way.
It was an anti-American rally.
Yes,
that.
Well, all of them.
And an illegal immigration-supporting DREAM Act rally. We'll get into all of that stuff. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz visited her good friend several days after the shooting, coincidentally at the same time the President of the United States was there. You know, I guess she was busy all week before doing interviews on MSNBC, and she just couldn't make it out there till Obama did at the very same moment. But she went out there. I think, did she fly out on Air Force One? Yeah. So she went out there and visited Gabby Giffords, and she gave a press conference. And she talked about her experience with Giffords in the hospital room. I want to play it for you after the bottom of the hour break because I don't want to have to stop in the middle of it, and there's some points to be made about this. Also, when I'm watching Hardball last night, they have the little graphic, and their graphics is where they put in their subliminal suggestions. They put a graphic of the issue. They have Obama down there, and you know what they're calling him? Healer and Chief. Yeah, healer and chief.
They've been burning the candles late at the PR office in the White House.
Yeah, certainly not incandescent light bulbs because they're not green. Probably candles.
Candles, sounds
or,
like candles to me.
Some fluorescent bulbs or something, I don't know. But they're calling him the healer in chief.
Healer in chief.
He's a great healer.
He's a tremendous healer.
Yeah, he's really brought
this country together.
Yeah, but there's conflicting liberal talking points. If you listen to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she healed Gabby Giffords. If you listen to Barack Obama, he healed Gabby Giffords. But he went out there and she reacted to him. She may have been thinking to herself, what the F is he doing here? You know, I got shot in the head. What are you doing here making my recovery into a political thing? I don't know what she was doing. But anyway, we'll play for you Debbie Wasserman Schultz's press conference. Talking about her experience in the hospital room with Gabby Giffords when she was channeling miracles, and when the miracles happened, you know what the doctor did? According to Debbie, he started typing in on his BlackBerry, probably communicating directly to Robert Gibbs. These two doctors, one of them, he looks Asian. You know, the one that wears the funny hats with the Arizona, big A on it, you know, for Arizona. He's an Obama lover. This guy, this one, there's two doctors. One's a white guy and one's an Asian. He looks Asian. He could be Hispanic. I don't know. Sometimes you can't tell with some of these Hispanics down there. But anyway, he looks Asian, and he is an Obama lover, this doctor. So he may have been, I don't know which doctor had the BlackBerry, but if it was the Asian one, he was communicating directly with the White House, I promise you. He may have come up with the healer thing because they were talking about miracles in the press conference. I'll tell you what a miracle is. A miracle is that the economy hasn't completely collapsed with this guy running the country. That's a miracle. But when we get back, we'll play Debbie Wasserman Schultz's press conference and make some points about it. And I'll tell you another thing. I personally believe Debbie Wasserman Schultz is exploiting this tragedy and her friendship with Gabby Giffords for personal gain. You know, she made this comment the other day. I didn't hear it. A caller brought it up. Her daughter said to her, "Are you going to get shot too, Mommy?" I mean, come on. I don't believe that even happened. I don't believe that happened. I just don't. But, you know, Debbie said it did, and maybe it did, but I don't believe it. We'll never know. But she's on TV a whole bunch, isn't she? Isn't she on TV a lot these days? A lot more than normal. In fact, she was on TV Sunday. Her close friend that she's, you know, I know she's friends with her. You know, they work together. They're both Democrats. They're both Jewish. They're both ladies. Not a lot of Jewish women in Congress. So I know they have friendship, and they summer together in New Hampshire, we learned yesterday. So, you know, where do you summer? Same place where you're at in the wintertime, right? Yeah, probably. It's called your house. But,
my
you know,
house.
Yeah, you know. Oh, yes, we summer together in New Hampshire, our families do. Yeah, well, you know, most families work all summer, Debbie. But anyway, we'll get into all of this stuff. But I thought it was interesting. She was on Meet the Press Sunday morning. She's been on MSNBC all week. In fact, she had a ceremonial swearing-in here in Fort Lauderdale on Monday. Then coincidentally, she made her way out to visit her close friend, Gabby Giffords, at the same time Barack Obama was. You think that's just a coincidence? Of course not. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll play her comments and make some points that you may think are controversial. Hopefully you do. I think they're pretty controversial. We're going to say some things on this program today that may sound insensitive, but we got to call a spade, right? Okay. We'll take our break 31 minutes after the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Call Steve King, toll-free, at 1-877-275-2326.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost? Just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
This is Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical, where getting rid of your pain is our business. All the nerves in your body go through your spine. When your spine is out of line, those nerves get pinched. And you can experience pain anywhere in the form of arthritis, migraines, stenosis, carpal tunnel, or just an old-fashioned pain in the neck or back. Medication just covers up that pain, but the cause of the pain is still there. At Midway Medical, we have a medical doctor on staff, and I've been in the chiropractic field for over 30 years. Stop by Midway Medical anytime. I would be glad to consult with you at no charge. We accept Medicare and most insurances. Midway Medical is located in the Midway Plaza, just north of Commercial Boulevard, on the west side of University Drive in Tamarack. Just call 954-720-1040. Once again, 954-720-1040. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Listen to the Steve Kane Show, 7 nights a week, midnight till 6 a.m. on AM 1470 and AM 740. To talk to Steve now, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now more Steve Kane.
Well, when the time comes for you to deep clean your home, the name to remember, well, you know you've been hearing the name of the Steve Kane Show for 15 years. Jim Robinson at Service Master by Robinson, the longest-running Steve Kane sponsor, 15 years. And for 15 years, I've heard from listeners just praising the great work done by Service Master by Robinson. I got to tell you that Jim deserves a lot of the credit for that. When you get to know him as well as I know him, we go out for dinner all the time, he is just a super, super responsible gentleman. He takes on a responsibility in terms of your house and commits to do certain things and accomplish certain things. He's not going to quit till the job's done. That's one of the reasons that only Service Master by Robinson gives you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's right. If you don't
I'm not totally satisfied when the service master crew leaves. You just call Jim on the phone, say, Jim, get them back here. There's a this or there's that. I got two or three things I want them to take care of. And that crew will be back before you can say, Jim Robinson. Okay, I'm bad joke. Whether it's the deep cleaning of carpets, upholstered furniture, draperies, tiles. Oh, man, they did a job on our tiles that made them look like new. Service Master by Robinson, the name to remember. The number, because they serve all of South Florida, 954-749-9544. That's 954-749-9544. Service Master by Robinson, masters of service in the service of the master.
All right, we're back. Now, I we were speculating here. Was Gabby Gifford's husband named shuttle commander for the last shuttle flight in exchange for her vote on Obamacare, and I cannot find any announcement of when he was named the shuttle commander. It would not surprise me if this information has been disappeared from the internet so that people cannot do what we are doing right now, connect some dots and show that somebody else was bribed, you know, because, it would make Obama look like what he is. I'll keep looking. If anybody has any information, call me. Okay, now yesterday, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I do personally believe is enjoying this publicity, that's not to say that she's endorsing the tragedy. I'm just saying she's enjoying being the center of attention because she's on pretty much every talk show, being considered the closest friend of Gabby Giffords in the Congress. So she's on every talk show, and she went and visited her with Obama. Now, she had a press conference, and we're going to play it for you, and we'll talk about this, okay, and make some comments. This is Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I said, Gabby, you're going to have to get better as quick as you can, because we fully expect you to be back with us in New Hampshire this summer. And the last couple summers, our families have vacationed together in New Hampshire. And right as I said that,
about them summering together.
I mean, this is just beyond bad. Only Debbie Wasserman Schultz would do it. It's in such bad taste. I said, Debbie, you're gonna. What's the like episode?
Where we summer?
Yeah,
in New Hampshire.
The name of the lady that she talks with.
Gabby.
Gabby. She can. Gabby, you got to get better because you know we summer together, and it's don't get better for your kids. Don't get better for your life. Don't get better for your family. Get better because we summer together, and it just won't be the same if you're not there. So you got to get better. And then her eyes fluttered because she thought about being with me all summer. Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Do you know what they're on the path of doing with Gabby Giffords? They're going to do with her what they did to Brady after John Hinckley shot him. And Brady was one of our guys, right? Was he the White House spokesperson for Ronald Reagan? I think he was press secretary. They turned him into a liberal activist, didn't they? Ronald Reagan's handpicked press secretary in his first term, so you knew he was a conservative guy. And look what they did to him. He's in a wheelchair, you know. That's what they're attempting to do with Gabby Giffords. All right, let's go on here.
As I said that, her eyes just began to open. I mean, you could see she was struggling to get them open, and they opened just a little bit, one slit with one bandage, but so Mark saw that. The doctor saw that, and Mark suddenly was saying, "Honey, if you can see me, give me a thumbs up." And she didn't give the thumbs up. She wasn't responsive that way right away. And then her eyes closed again. And then we kept encouraging her because the doctor just said, "Oh my gosh, this is incredible progress."
Unbelievable.
He whipped out his and I said,
"Unbelievable." All because Debbie reminded her about the summer vacation, and she starts to come back to life. And the doctor says, "This is the most incredible thing since Jesus was raised from the tomb."
Yes.
You know, the one thing we say about there's so many things you can say about it. It's just unbelievable. But the one that really covers it all is there's no shame.
No.
They have no. I mean, if somebody ever suggested that I say something like that in a situation like that, I'd say, you want me to get up there and make a total fool of myself? Yeah. You want me to sound like an a-hole? I mean, that's ridiculous. Who would say that? You know, Debbie, the doctor said it so, but thank God you came, Debbie, because we were getting nowhere. And now, oh, it's miraculous, yeah. Just that mention of the vacationing together.
Yeah.
Vacationing with Debbie Wasserman Schiffler some would be enough to have me close my eyes and keep them closed till next year.
Corner of my eye, I saw him without his BlackBerry, and he's pounded away on his BlackBerry.
And you would think that this has got to be the it's got to be the Asian doctor, the one that's infatuated. Every time when I saw the Asian doctor near Obama, he was getting that thrill down his leg. It looked like that Chris Matthews gets. But you would think that the doctor would have run over to Gabby Giffords and done a little bit of an examination, but instead he was emailing on his BlackBerry, and I want to know who he was emailing on the BlackBerry, probably Robert Gibbs. Let's go on here.
This is really incredible progress, and so we all started, you know, again, talking to her, encouraging her, commenting on things that we knew she would remember or recognize to hear us. So Mark said, you know, honey, touch my ring if you can hear me. Open your eyes, Gabby.
Touch my ring?
To the husband. The husband said, touch my ring.
Open your eyes, and she did again a little bit more this time, and then did it again, and then, you know, and then finally, about the fourth or the fifth time, her eyes were almost fully open, and you could see her trying to focus. I mean, this is a woman who has more determination and will than anyone I know, so... And this is not a surprise coming from Gabby Giffords,
who I summer with in New Hampshire.
And so finally, when Mark said again, honey, if you can see me, give us a thumbs up, her arm flew up in the air at that point.
Flew up in the air.
Not an involuntary motion. This was deliberate.
See, this is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a wannabe veterinarian.
Flew up in the air.
This is her medical opinion, yeah. Her medical opinion. The woman who said, what did the caller say yesterday? He read up on Debbie. She wanted to go to veterinarian school, but the courses were...
By the way, has any medical doctor made any statements about this poor woman's arm flying up in the air?
Yeah, well I'll make some statements. Finish up with Debbie Faith Healer Schultz.
She then touched his arm. She put her arm on his neck. She touched his ring like he asked her to.
And then she stood up, she sat up and said, tell Speaker Bond you're not to put health care on the table.
It was really just, I have to tell you, it was just the most emotional. I mean, there were tears streaming down our faces. Her parents were in the room. Mark was overcome. It was just not anything we expected. So that was probably 12...
Sell it, Debbie, sell it.
Between 10 and 15 minutes. And then finally, you know, the doctor said, okay.
Enough of this flying arm.
I don't know how many miracles, other than the birth of my kids, that I can't think of another thing.
That she's performed is what she's trying to say.
The birth of my children that I've experienced. And so it's nothing short of a miracle.
Okay, now
Debbie Wasserman Schultz performed a miracle. What unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, a couple things here.
Truly unbelievable.
A couple things here.
Can I just ask a question first? Can we hear from anybody out there that accepts that story at face value?
About the arm flying up?
About the whole story from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Anybody buy that?
By the way, does Debbie bringing up miracle, is she violating the separation of church and state clause that the liberals hallucinated in the Constitution?
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
It was sort of a
religious reference.
It's a resurrection. I mean, the way Debbie describes it, certainly it's a resurrection.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here's the thing. There's a lot to say here. One thing I want to tell you, the reactions that they describe of, and God bless her, I hope she does recover. You know, they keep telling us she's Jewish. Do we know what religion her husband is? See, I want to find out if she's a practicing Jew or maybe she's a Christian. I don't know. I'd like to find that out. I hope she's Christian. But anyway, the discussion there about the reactions, the arm and the eye opening and all this stuff, very similar to the descriptions given by the parents of Terry Schiavo. Terry Schiavo's parents described reactions when they were in the room, and the other familiar faces of Terry Schiavo would enter the room, she would look at them, there'd be reactions. I saw a video of her with a balloon in the hospital. And every Democrat in the country thought they should pull the plug. And
they couldn't wait to kill her.
Yeah, Terri Schiavo. Not only that, they were on TV. I wouldn't be surprised if Debbie got involved. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. The Democrats said this is no way for someone to live. Pull the plug. But the reactions of Terri Schiavo, the descriptions given by her parents, very similar to the description given by Debbie Wasserman Schultz in relation to Gabby Gifford's responses. Now, those of you on hold.
We do have to break, but I do want to take some calls.
Yeah, please stand by. Oh, as soon as I say we got a break, they start disappearing. I'm sorry. This is commercial radio. We have to take commercials to pay the bills. But we will go to the phones after the break. 877-ASK-ADAM, 877-275-2326. A couple things on the table as we go into the break. Do you buy the story that Debbie gave? Did Debbie Wasserman Schultz channel a miracle from God into the room and get these reactions from Gabby Giffords? The other thing on the table, when was Gabby Giffords' husband named Shuttle Commander for possibly our last American manned space flight? And what we're trying to figure out was his being named Shuttle Commander, does it have any connection with possibly Gabby Giffords voting for something of Obama's? We'll get into some details on that. All right, we'll break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Steve King toll-free at 1-877-275-2326.
When the time comes that you need deep cleaning of your carpets, your tile, your drapes, or upholstery, there are lots of places you can call, but none like Service Master by Robinson. Jim Robinson has been a sponsor of the Steve Kane Show back in the days of WFTL 10 years ago. Our listeners praised his service because he supervised all the work and personally guaranteed that his customers would be satisfied. Jim Robinson has been in the cleaning profession for over 30 years. And when Service Master by Robinson deep cleaned our carpets in the Kane household, even though they were 15 years old or more, they came out looking like new. And if you need emergency restoration work done as a result of fire or flood damage, with their state-of-the-art equipment and technology, Service Master by Robinson is an authorized vendor for State Farm, MetLife, Safeco, and Farmers, so they can bill directly to the company on insurance claims. Serving all of South Florida, call 954-749-9544. As advertised in the good news, Service Master by Robinson, Masters of Service, in service of the Master.
Visit the Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
This is Steve Kane with the Sanctuary Medical Minute. I'm sitting talking here with Josie. You originally sought help because of a hysterectomy that you had early in life.
Yeah, and I went on every kind of medication, patch, injection that you can imagine, and nothing worked. The largest difference that this has made for me in my life has been that Dr. Matez honestly helped me find that woman that I had left behind when I had my hysterectomy that I thought I had lost. And after 6 years of being on the hormonal therapy now, I can look in the mirror and see that that person is back, and she's just better than ever.
Ladies and men, too, if you're out there having these change of life symptoms, check in with Sanctuary Medical. Call them at 561 area code 886-0974, or you can contact them on the web at smacboca.com. Need the number for a Steve Kane Show sponsor? Go to the sponsor page at stevekaneshow.com.
The Steve Kane Show is live every day from 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 1470 WNN. Call Steve now at 1-877-275-2326. And now, more Steve Kane.
Well, you spent last night freezing your tootsies off because your heating unit and your heating system is not working properly. First thing today, you better call my good friend Phil Thomas at Phil Thomas Air Conditioning and Heating. Yes, that's right, during the summer. It reminds me of Clark Kent and Superman. During the summer, he fights the
oppressive heat with great, great service and reasonable prices on your air conditioning system. And during the winter, he fights Mr. Frost, the cold out there. Man, it has been cold and will continue to be cold. I think we warm up today, but this entire winter, it's all part of the global warming situation, don't you know? Just getting colder and colder and colder. And nothing worse than popping out of bed in the morning and your feet hitting those cold tile floors. And, you know, you just wish that heating system was working. Call today. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. As with the air conditioning, when Phil Thomas comes to your home, it's generally 75% of the calls are under $100. He does the job quickly, efficiently, and you can be warm as toast for the rest of the winter with that one service call to Phil Thomas AC and Heating. Call 954-434-4576. That's 954-434-4576. Be sure to tell him that we sent you.
All right, 10 before 7. Now we're going to go to the phone. It's Greg. He'll hang in there. We had a liberal on the line, but they ducked out. One of those busy liberals on the way to work, I guess. We don't talk to people off the air here.
Right? On their way to pick up the their unemployment check.
Exactly. We talk to people on the air, not off the air. A couple other things I want to throw out, then we'll go to Greg. This guy was unemployed, the shooter. How does an unemployed person buy a Glock 9mm? I'd like to know if he was on unemployment. These are questions that reporters out on the scene could be asking.
I'm sure they will.
You know, I'd like to know that. Another thing I mentioned
was he on unemployment?
I don't know, but he was unemployed.
Yeah, but I suspect he wasn't on unemployment because to be on unemployment, you have to have a job at some point.
I don't know.
He doesn't look very employed.
I don't know.
But a good investigative reporter would certainly look into that.
Yeah, another thing I want to know, the wounded, other than Gabby Giffords, who has a Cadillac health care plan in the House of Representatives, okay, the other wounded, are any of them uninsured? The reason I want to know this, and it's very relevant to what's going on, maybe they're not. Maybe none of them are. Maybe they all have insurance. I don't know. But if any of them are uninsured, I want to find out if they were treated or not, or if, you know, Obama's America, if you don't have insurance, you're left to die at the hospital. Did they bleed out? You know, were people actually treated that didn't have health insurance? I'd like to know this, especially since they're trying to get us to not vote to repeal Obamacare in the House because of Gabby Giffords. I want to know if we really need it. If uninsured wounded people in Tucson were actually treated for their wounds. Now, I'm having some tech problems, so you got to click on the phone in there, Steve. So, Greg on 5.
There you go.
Yes, Greg.
It's the miracle of Tucson, I'm telling you.
It's not called Tucson, by the way. We'll get to that in a minute. There's another name for, I'm not kidding, the Indian professor. I have known so many people that tell me they're Indian, and I don't believe.
This guy looked like he was.
He said on his mama's side
he's Mexican.
Oh, you're talking about the chief.
Yeah, we'll get to the chief in the next hour. This is
the chief is a piece of work. If you haven't heard the chief, don't go anywhere.
You know, Sitting Bull.
Yeah, well.
They got the bull part right.
You know, Obama has a fetish for Indians. Not the dot on your head Indians, the Native American Indians.
You know what that's about.
Yeah,
right?
They're the true Americans.
Well, they're the ones.
Victims of America.
They were the original victims that the white man stole and raped and pillaged and destroyed their land.
That's right.
So he has a special place in his heart, his America hating heart.
Yeah, that's right.
For the original Americans.
Yeah, the true Americans.
You know, I thought.
The Opies. You know, that's what they call them, Opies?
Opie is Ron Howard's name on Indian.
Yeah. No, Opie, I know this from the movie Prophecy with Robert Foxworth. Opie stands for Original People.
Oh, okay.
You know, I thought I was listening to Schnitt when Obama started his speech, and he said, "And then for the first time, Gabby opened her eyes." And he said it three times. Gabby opened her eyes for the first time. And come to find out, that's not true. Actually,
you're kidding me.
No, actually, over the weekend she opened her eyes. But the doctors, when somebody brought that up to the doctor, the Asian doctor, I guess he is, he said, this was the first time she voluntarily opened her eyes. Well,
what did they do? Pry them open the first time?
You know, also, you know, this Asian doctor, have you seen him without his surgical cap on?
No.
He never takes the surgical cap off. I don't know if he's balding. Or if he's just one of these guys that goes around in surgical scrubs all the time so everyone knows he's a surgeon. which would be pathetically insecure of him. I don't know. You know, I was in traffic the other day, and a guy pulls up to me next to a light. I look over, and he's got a stethoscope hanging from his rearview mirror. I think, what a pathetic. Okay, you want people to think you're a doctor. Does that get you laid?
I guess that's like hanging the Cuban flag on your mirror, too.
Anyway, you said, now, I was speculating. I don't know. Caller called me before airtime today and mentioned this to me. We're trying to find out when Gabby Gifford's husband was named commander of what may be the last American manned mission into the cosmos here, and is it possible there was any connection between that prestigious appointment and her voting for one of Obama's things?
My brother has worked for NASA for 20 years. I'll find out more about this, but his name is Mark Kelly, so it doesn't have the last name as him.
Isn't that interesting?
But he was a...
Hold on, but before you get to that, why is that, you think?
I don't know. I mean, only thing I can figure out is because she's only been married 3 years to him. So when she first got elected, her name was Giffords. Maybe she thought that the name recognition wouldn't translate.
Yeah.
He didn't even.
An incumbent has a tremendous advantage.
He didn't even merit a hyphen.
Do you know? Well, Wasserman Schultz hyphenates so that there's no mistaking that she's Jewish. Okay, because Schultz sounds German. She does, and she's basically elected because she's Jewish in a Jewish district. So she keeps the Wasserman there, like you can't tell, you know. But like no one would know. But she keeps the Wasserman in there, so even the most brain-dead liberal that votes Democrat in hospice care will know that she's Jewish. But I don't get this thing. You know, my wife immediately took my name. You know, there's something about women who do that. You know, it's a feminist thing. They don't want the brand of the man.
But it might be because of the name record. I mean, you change your name and you lose all your
name. She changed her party. When did she change her? She used to be a Republican.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. This might be coincidence, but he would. I don't know how political these appointments are. I'll find out more.
Are you kidding? The NASA's out there doing Muslim outreach.
Well, I understand. I'm talking about the way they choose the shuttle.
Oh, please, the commander in chief. You got to be kidding me. If the White House sent down an off the record note about they wanted him to be the captain of the crew, I mean, they wouldn't take a man off the street who wasn't qualified. But he was on the team, and it was no big thing for Obama.
Does your brother work at NASA still?
What? Yeah, he does. He worked for McDonnell Douglas for a while. Then NASA hired him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he worked at McDonald's that's outside of the Kennedy Space Center. But that's interesting. Talk about polar opposites. But I wouldn't trust when he gets to that point. Okay, when you're talking about who's on the astronaut rolls, especially when I think this is supposed to be the last shuttle flight. There may be another.
It is.
You know, so when it's the last manned American mission into outer space, believe me, politics play a role.
Well, do you remember Apollo 13 and how they chose the astronauts there? There was like, who was going to get it? They're like vying for it, you know, between Tom Hanks and the guy that wanted it didn't get it. So I don't know exactly how that works. But just by coincidence, he was chosen 17 months ago, which I do believe was right at the end of the stimulus bill, at the beginning of the health care bill.
At the beginning of the health care debate.
Isn't that interesting?
But I'll find out more information because he works in the firing room, so he understands the workings at NASA.
There's no one that's going to tell me that politics don't play a role in who gets on a shuttle flight.
I believe that.
I mean, look at, you know, John Glenn. I love John Glenn even though he's a Democrat because, you know, we're both from Ohio. But John Glenn, Democrat, U.S. Senator, made his way on a shuttle flight to do experiments on aging in outer space. You don't think that, you know, come on.
Sure, I you know what?
Bill Nelson, this Democrat pimp here in Florida, when he was in the House of Representatives, was on a shuttle flight.
You're right. Nelson, you're talking about?
Yeah, Bill Nelson, when he was in the House of Representatives, went on a shuttle flight. I think it was in the 80s.
Yeah. That wasn't political, was it?
Oh, no. Yeah. sitting House member, sitting senator, of course politics play a role here.
From Florida. The other thing is, this Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what a phony, I swear. Even worse than that statement was the statement she made to Katie Couric.
What's that?
Well, she said this is on the. This was. I mean, she's become the face of the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
good.
Put another view too.
Good.
Great.
Yeah, really. But she was like she says, "Mommy," her daughter asked her, "Mommy, are they going to are they going to shoot you too?"
Yeah.
And she tried to squeeze a tear out, and he watched closely on high def.